Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Friends, it is official. It is official. Bloomberg, Associated Press, Reuters, they're all reporting that at least $23.7 trillion has been stolen by the offshore banks. And I've got video clip after video clip we're going over in the new Obama film where Bernanke and Geithner and others are before the House committees, Senate committees, and they will not say where the money's gone. Of course, they learned all of this. They learned all of this from their good buddy, George W. Bush, and the famous Pentagon hearings where they're asking, where are the trillions and trillions of missing dollars? And Rumsfeld says, I'm not going to tell you. None of your business. So it is just absolute criminality. Also, USA Today is reporting on this, and I thought it was in my stack, but it's not. So, guys, will you print me USA Today? And for listeners, too, just Google USA Today or use your favorite search engine. USA Today, Obama now tracking lower than Jimmy Carter. Obama's approval rating now lower than Jimmy Carter at this same time. 6 months into Herr Carter's administration, he had a higher approval rating than Barack Obama. The jig is up. The people now know he's a big, fat, stinking teleprompter-reading fraud. And now his whole agenda is stalling. But look out. You've got to have an ace in the hole, a little secret that nobody knows. Life's just a gamble. And that's exactly what's going on here. They got stage terror up their sleeve. You got to watch them very closely because I see Obama's fingers while he's busy complimenting our hats and our jackets and our dates here at the poker game. Well, he's busy ordering a drink, trying to distract us, waving with his left hand for the waiter. His right hand fingers are tipping back into his sleeve, and I see him pulling a card out. And it's the Ace of Spades. It's death. George Bush played the Ace of Spades on 9/11. And even Michael Savage saw it coming months ago, and he said, mark my words. Mark my words. Obama is going to stage a terror attack. And I agree with you. Let me tell you, it's nice having some big-time company, somebody on 450 radio stations. It's nice. Because I may not agree with some things Savage says. He certainly doesn't agree with some things I say. But the issue is, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's got orange feet and a yellow body, and it's quacking, swimming around the local pond begging for bread, it's a duck. And we can look at this and know it is stage terror like a freight train coming. You can hear it blowing its horn. And let me tell you, I see Obama going for that card. Because if he stages terror more than 9 months out, friend of mine in media was telling me, media consultant was telling me about a book called Shock Therapy about Milton Friedman. And I'd read Milton Friedman's comments on this, but not the book. The Economist, about how a president has only got 6 to 9 months to stage a terror attack, to stage a crisis. Yeah, Milton Friedman was saying that. And see, we're coming up on 9 months. Is Obama going to hit us and hit us hard so we can learn to worship him as our savior?
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If the current state of the economy is severely impacting your life, this might be some of the most important information you will ever hear. As the economy continues to spiral out of control, many people, just like you, wonder how they will support their family and pay their bills. The government is not going to help out the people who desperately need it. It's time for you to look outside the box and change your life. If you're tired of the get-rich-quick schemes, if you're tired of living paycheck to paycheck, if you're tired of being tired, you need to pick up Robert Beadle's new book, and it's called Here's What You Do. Yes, Here's What You Do. The 72-page book will show you what you need to do to make the best of an economy that's in the middle of a recession. And the best part? This revolutionary book is priced under $10 and is only $6 for the ebook. Here's What You Do to get Here's What You Do. Visit hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. And start changing your life today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Thank you so much for joining us. It is the 22nd day of July on this Wednesday edition. We have but one guest today for a full hour, Gerald Celente, always informative, always thought-provoking, always insightful. He'll be joining us in the fourth hour today of the Trends Research Institute, Gerald Celente, today. And I did a pretty good job yesterday, but I want to do an even better job today because there's so much to chime in on, so much to comment on. I know the public out there is chomping at the bit on 1,000 different important subjects and issues. Socialized, government-controlled healthcare, Obama's science czar calling for a world government to take everyone's children at birth and sterilize them, sterilizing us through the water, food, and air, terraforming the planet so it's impossible to grow crops. Absolute total bondage and tyranny now making AP and Fox News weeks after we rammed it through and broke the story here. By breaking it, we picked up on a three-month-old story out of, four-month-old story out of Front Page magazine that didn't bother to actually have links to the book so people could see it for themselves. Because it is hard to believe they've got a plan to poison water and food to kill us. But Horowitz is a top neocon. I mean, what's he doing criticizing some of his bosses? But he wants to make it look like it's a whole liberal issue. But the point is, you, the listeners, ram that story out into a national headline. And now it's being debated all over talk radio, the internet, and mainstream television. But with mainstream news is defending it in some cases, going, yeah, Maybe we do need to sterilize people. Maybe we do need to have one-child policies. Hillary Clinton over the weekend was in India, said the same thing. That was in CNS News, Associated Press, the Times of India. She said, yeah, instead of just trying to have everybody reduce their carbon footprint, how about we only have one child? So it's really happening, so we can discuss that. There's just a host of issues to go over. Any issue you wish to discuss, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We're going to have open phones for the full 4 hours, now 3 hours and 50 minutes. The websites are JonesReport.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, WhatIsTheEndgame.com, TruthNews.us, ArnoldExposed.com. A lot of those sites are film-specific. MartialLaw911.info is a bibliography from the film Martial Law. WhatIsTheEndgame.com is a bibliography and data page for the film Endgame. The ObamaDeception.net is a film about, is a site about the Obama deception. But we also like to have lots of auxiliary sites, and some of the sites only get updated once a week. All the others get updated multiple times daily. But when we get the occasional hack attack or just normal internet outage, we have all the auxiliaries out there for you. But the best auxiliary we've got is updated 7 days a week. And I think it's one of our best looking sites and has a lot of original content. And I don't, frankly, plug it enough. And it's entirely run and updated by Steve Watson. And it's Infowars.net. Has a lot of original content only appearing on Infowars.net. Really our key frigate, our key auxiliary backup flagship in the waiting. It lies in wait off the enemy coast, preparing to bombard the enemy batteries. Make no mistake, it is an information war, and you are in it, in the front lines, whether you know it or not. Again, I want to thank you all for joining me today. Let me go over some of the news I have, and then we will start taking your phone calls here in just a few minutes at 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. Okay, let me go over some of the news we have here in front of us. Bloomberg, AP, and Reuters are now all reporting today what we were telling you about in the last few days. Obama and Bush together, partners in crime as frontmen for the offshore banks, have stolen $23.7 trillion since mid-October when the money began to flow. So let me see. October, November, December. January, February, March, April, May, June, July. 10 months. Little less than 10 months. 9.5 months. So in 9.5 months, they have stolen $23.7 trillion. And they weren't done rushing us. They knew everybody hated Bush. They slingshotted, kind of like using the gravity of Saturn or Jupiter, or like a comet boomeranging around the sun, accelerating mass to then escape the solar system again. They used the hatred, the disgust, the distrust, the horror, the panic at watching Bush up there, the burnout drug addict, bumbling and stuttering and looking completely disingenuous and looking like a character out of central casting for a psychopath, burbling and arrogantly snapping at blind reporters, telling them take their sunglasses off. I mean, just all of it. He was just out of central casting. They chose him to squeeze and squeeze the public into submission, to make the public rebel against him. I remember reading different letters written by different imperial kings of Rome known as Caesars, including Caesar the First, Caesar, Julius Caesar, Caesar Augustus, and the rest of them, Constantine, all of them. They would brag to the Senate knowing that even the general public in Rome didn't read a lot. There were only proclamations, broadsheets handed out. Only the wealthiest had books done by scribes. And so they would brag how they were manipulating people, and they'd talk about one of the provinces of Rome to the east or to the north or to the south in North Africa or to the west in Germania and Gaul and Britannia. They called it Albion at the time. Albion, Judea, all the different holdings. And they would, when they first dominated and took over, they would put in a corrupt, abusive leader. A lot of times they'd put in one of the tribal chiefs of the group they just overthrown. They'd put in someone unpopular with the tribes. And then after a few years, they would publicly execute him. Of course, the stupid thug would never realize how they were being set up. And then they would send in a Roman general who would save them from the tribal chief. Well, we gave you the leader you wanted, but now you'll accept a Roman legate. And it's the same thing. Oh, George W. Bush was so bad when he was nothing but a complete front man, a puppet. And now. They gave you Obama, and he had those first few months to ram through all the different pieces of tyranny, all the different pieces of legislation, the federalization of the states, the expansion of Homeland Security. But a lot of his agenda is stalling. The greenhouse gas takeover bill has passed the House, but it's stalling in the Senate. They'll probably still pass it, but we've got to fight tooth and nail. His massive gun restriction bills are now stalled. His open border legislation is stalled. His entire criminal agenda is stalled. And I'm telling you, he's going to pull an ace card out of his sleeve, and it's going to be stage terror or some type of flu outbreak panic. I mean, if they almost shut down society for two or three deaths, imagine if it's just a regular flu season and it's killing 30 plus thousand like it normally does. It'll be the end of freedom. They got the forced inoculations ready, the FEMA camps, all of it. Or will it be a total financial collapse? What is that ace card? Here's what Michael Savage had to say about it.
Now I'll make another prediction. I predict that very soon Obama will create a crisis along the lines of the Reichstag fire. I don't know what form it will take, but I believe that once the minions are seen for what they are, Rahm Emanuel and his gang will set off a Reichstag fire in this country of some kind, and they will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln and Stanton during the Civil War when civilian suspects were arrested without warrant. I will tell you as I sit here, I fear that every night as I go to sleep. I put nothing past these agitators who have suddenly seized control of the most powerful economy and the most powerful military on earth. No, my friends, I am losing a great deal of sleep every night because I do see this happening right before my eyes. Again, I will repeat what I just said. Mark it down. I again tell you that there will be the equivalent of a crisis on the order of the Reichstag fire. I don't know where it will occur. I don't know how it will occur. I don't know what form it will take. But during this crisis that will be triggered by the Democrats around Obama, the gang that surrounds Obama, they will bring up Lincoln. They will recall the military dictatorship of Lincoln in other terms during the Civil War. And they will do what Lincoln did. And they will arrest civilians without warrant in the name of saving.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Finally, in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid, even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid. Some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Out your window when I'm leaving, I won't even turn my head. Don't send your kin folks to give me no talking. I'll be gone, like I said. You'd say the same old thing that you've been saying all along. Lay there in your bed and keep your mouth shut till I'm gone. Don't give me that old familiar cry and cuss and moan. Understand, you're a man, I'm tired of your bad mouthing. Understand, you're a man.
So I just played you Michael telling the truth, no longer Michael Weiner. I can play you Keith Olbermann with Dick Cheney publicly, it being reported wanting to stage terror attacks on our own ships in the Strait of Hormuz to blame it on Iran a year and a half ago. At that time, we had Ray McGovern, former chief CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr. on, saying on air that the inside word was they were planning a Gulf of Tonkin against our ships in the Strait of Hormuz or in the Gulf. And then, of course, it came out a year later that in 2007, we learned in 2008 that that is exactly what Dick Cheney was planning. MSNBC, New Yorker Magazine. Then it also came out, the White House memo, Bush's plan to fly a U.S. aircraft low over and over again, hoping Iraqis would shoot it down, painting it up as a U.N. aircraft to then lie and say that the U.N. aircraft had been shot down and that Saddam had broken his truce. The issue here is that they do this over and over again. So I thought I'd pull up this article. CFR Hart suggests false flag event from Iran war. This from September 27th, 2007, right when all of our sources, multiple former CIA, multiple current Pentagon, were all telling us on and off air the same thing. Blow up a ship, blow up a ship, blow up a ship. Admiral Fox Fallon quit shortly after saying he wouldn't be part of a provocation. Do you get what we're dealing with? And if you think Obama won't do something like this, don't hold your breath, folks. Now, let me read the unsolicited advice of the government of Iran, Gary Hart's letter published in multiple newspapers in the Huffington Post and delivered to the Swiss embassy in Tehran. The Swiss embassy is where the U.S. takes care of its diplomatic business, does not have an official embassy since it was overrun in 1980. Unsolicited advice to the government of Iran. Presuming that you are not actually ignorant enough to desire war with the United States, you might be well advised to read the history of the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898 and the history of the Gulf of Tonkin in 1964. This is Gary Hart of the Hart-Rudman Council on Foreign Relations Policy Board that drew up the entire Homeland Security Plan and was clearly involved in the 9/11 architecture. I'll just leave it there. Having done so, he continues, you will surely recognize that Americans are reluctant to go to war unless attacked. Until Pearl Harbor, we were even reluctant to get involved in World War II. For historians of American wars, the question is whether we provoke provocations. So he's saying here, we provoke provocations. He lists the USS Maine and Havana Harbor blown up, and the Gulf of Tonkin in 64, fake attack. It never even happened. Thank God they didn't even blow up a ship. They just said it was blown up, but that did lead to over a million dead Vietnamese and 58,000 Americans dead and 300,000 with the arms and legs blown off and bullets wounds, shattered spinal cords. The list goes on and on. But again, this is Gary Hart. Presuming that you are not actually ignorant enough to desire war with the United States, you might be well advised to read the history of the sinking of the USS Maine in Havana Harbor in 1898 and the history of the Gulf of Tonkin in 64. And if you read those histories, it's admitted they were staged. Having done so, you will surely recognize that Americans are reluctant to go to war unless attacked. Until Pearl Harbor, we were even reluctant to get involved in World War II. For historians of American wars, the question is whether we provoke provocations. He continues, given the unilateral U.S. invasion of Iraq in 2003, you're obviously thinking the rulers have changed, that the rules have changed. The provocation is no longer required to take America to war. But even in this instance, we were led to believe that the mass murder of American civilians, Osama bin Laden, was lurking literally or figuratively in the vicinity of Baghdad. So he repeats here the fake provocation of saying that bin Laden was working with Saddam inside Iraq. Then he finishes up the letter when we get back, and then straight to your phone calls right here on this live transmission, Wednesday, the 22nd day of July, 2009. I am Alex Jones. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv and Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.tv is the attack coordinates in the Infowar.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
Some highway east of Omaha, listen to the engine moaning out his one-note song. Think about the woman, the girl you knew the night.
But don't forget the free podcast at InfoWars.com, right there in the top left-hand corner. It says listen page. Free podcast, free archives, all there. And I know most of you know about the free podcast, 165,000 of you downloading it for free every day. How about you tell your friends, your family, your neighbors about the free podcast? Because that's the way people listen to radio now. That's the future. And that's so they listen how they want, when they want, where they want. So subscribe to the free podcast at InfoWars.com. Your calls are coming up. But I wanted to just finish up with this thought dealing with government-sponsored terrorism. It is a public secret in academia. It is a public secret in the Foreign Service. It is an open secret in intelligence. It is an open secret in the military. I didn't know this till this weekend, but it's an open secret to Milton Friedman in books he wrote. I knew about his economic view, but never read any of his books and had a chance to look at a book that quoted one of his books and then to actually get one of his books yesterday where he talks about how you have 9 months to stage crises as a president or as a leader to get your agenda through. And I always wondered why the establishment had that 9-month rule. I knew about the 9-month rule. We pointed out that Bush staged the 9/11 events, or his handlers did, in conjunction with being in office about 8.5 months. He was in office from January 21st, and then, of course, 9/11 happened roughly 8.5 months later. You can already see that with USA Today reporting that Obama has the lowest approval rating ever recorded. Now you would think that should be the headline. But see, USA Today can't talk about their dear Obama that way. And so they just have a boring headline. I'm going to get to that later after we take some phone calls. But it shows that the last guy who had an approval rating that dropped as fast as Obama was Jimmy Carter, and Obama is dropping faster than Jimmy Carter. Now, what did Webster Tarpley say in the Obama deception? And what has he said on this show over and over in the last 9-10 months since Obama was president-elect? What has he said? He has said over and over again that we want his presidency to go like Jimmy Carter's. We want to immediately shoot him down at the first 100 to 300 days in office, that he was going to bum rush us. We're now halfway through that, and he is stalling. He is falling like a rock. This is fabulous news. But as sure as I am living and breathing, just as sure as you were living and breathing, they are going to stage crises, probably hot crises, military crises, stage terror crises. It'd be better if they just staged a terror crisis. I mean, it's sad if they kill a few thousand Americans, and I hope they don't do it, but it's better than launching an attack on Iran, because that can get out of control and turn into a war with Russia or China. So I hope the globalists, if they do, I know they're listening, can you guys just kill a few thousand people? I mean, I know that's bad enough how you murder us, but it's like the foster kids you take and radiate to death, or the black men and syphilis, or the atomic soldiers, or Project Shad, nerve gassing our own troops to death. I mean, at least it doesn't get the Ruskies involved or the Chi-Coms. I mean, if you got to kill somebody, I guess kill us like you always do, and a bunch of idiots will all go hug your leg and kiss your knee and worship you, and I'll have to throw up repeatedly watching everybody worship the murderers. But I don't know what Cheney was trying with that sneak attack on Russian-held territories in South Ossetia and Abkhazia on 888, but boy, that was dangerous, wasn't it? Now we've got U.S. forces and NATO forces and Israeli forces massing again in Georgia. We've got U.S. and NATO forces massing in Afghanistan and Pakistan. All sorts of encirclement and provocations going on. The economic crisis is only deepening. 23.7 trillion stolen. That's all coming up as well in the next hour. That crisis is deepening. Are they going to stage domestic terror? I've seen a lot of preparations to quit playing the Muslim turban head card, though that is up the sleeve. Economic crisis sleeve, bio attack sleeve, chemical attack sleeve, height flu sleeve card, or real bio attack flu card. Or they could have the good old boy militia card. Blow up a federal building. I mean, I hope the feds don't bomb a federal building and kill a few hundred of their minions. But if that's what it takes to get their people to circle the wagons against the U.S. population, if they got to punch their own minions in the nose to get them hyped up to like a, it's like beating a dog in the head with a 2x4 and turning it loose on somebody, that is better than attacking Iran. That'll kill a lot more of the federal puppies. Yeah, I think that's in the cards too. Killing some of their babies, killing some of their larvae. They like that. They like killing their own minions. It gets their minions all hopped up and angry and crying and feeling sorry for themselves. And you know, the larvae really don't care if deep down they know their bosses bombed them. It's too much fun to squeeze the American people by the throat and feel powerful like stupid jackasses. You sure loved Clinton after he blew you sky high at OKC, didn't you? So as sure as the sun came up this morning and as sure as it's going to set this evening, just as sure as there's fish in the sea, you can bet they're going to pull some big, fat crises. So I want to hear from you, the listeners, what you think those are going to be. All right, I've said enough. Let's go to your phone calls. Tony in Illinois, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, how you doing today, Alex?
Good, sir.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I just moved to a new apartment, and I come across a document that a friend of mine had gave me back in 99. Just this big, long list of every potential type of, terrorist weapon, linking Iran, amazingly, all the way back in 99, talking about Iran and, the backpack nuke scenario, this, that, and the other. It was interesting reading, to be sure, but I can't find the cover sheet. It came off at some point in the last, 10 years, and without a cover sheet, I realize it's kind of useless. But so I'd tell you about that. And
There's hundreds of those reports, and don't think that we have them all. Make copies, send them to us. But I've probably seen, it's got to be more than 100 reports that are federal. I've seen a couple hundred more state reports. We don't cover them a lot. Though I've learned that we should, because each time it gets news attention, because so many times it's a carbon copy of another state, just with the heading changed. But they say wearing blue jeans, talking on cell phones, having a baby carriage with a baby. It says watch priests, watch pastors, watch veterans, watch people in military uniform. Don't trust anyone. Everyone's basically a terrorist. Don't trust gun owners. Don't trust people with anti-UN stickers. Don't trust people with NRA stickers. And then I have inside the LAPD from the Discovery Channel from like 1998, where this veteran, this World War II vet, no, he was a Korean War vet, had died of a heart attack. He was found dead 3 days later by his neighbors. They wondered where he was. They go in. He's dead on the floor. The cops come in, make fun of his dead body, make fun of his medals and stuff. And then they come outside, make fun of his Bronco with an NRA sticker. And then they openly steal his guns and brag, I'm taking this one, I'm taking that one. And I mean, they're so criminal, they think it's normal to steal his guns on camera. And then to talk about how, make fun of his dead stinking body and talk about how he's scum because he owns guns.
Well, you know me, Alex. I'm up here in Airstrip 2, a.k.a. Chicago. So you know that corrupt cops are just, it's the norm around here. And they're already pulling terror stuff up here. I mean, I lived here for 6 years. I'm not from here originally, but I lived here for about five, six years. And I know the patterns of the murder up here. Usually it's the first warm weekend of the spring. It's usually a big grip of murders. And then after that, it's back to whatever. But it just seems lately.
And as the gangbangers all kill each other, then they want to disarm more of the citizens, which makes every gangbanger and crook in the country move to Chicago, the happy hunting land of disarmed slaves.
Oh, absolutely. And they really are. People here are terrified of a gun. I mean, it doesn't matter what.
They're terrified of what it is to be an American.
Absolutely. My boy's 11 years old. He just took his first shooting lessons. He's been raised here all his life, But, I mean, he ain't afraid of his gun, but his mother is, his dad is. It's just really, I'm
well, the
not.
Deal is we've got to take the culture back. And that's what's so good about Front Sight and Appleseed and all the other groups. Everywhere, our Second Amendment culture is winning. I appreciate your call. I mean, I can be out in Hollywood with former Hollywood liberals, and they're all pro-Second Amendment now. I can be at a beatnik coffee shop, and they're pro-Second Amendment. People get it. Hitler was for gun control. Stalin was for gun control. Mao Zedong was for gun control because he said political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. So do you think the mob boss, hereditary dictatorship of the Daley clan? I mean, do you really think that the Irish / Italian mafia that runs Illinois, I'm not bashing Irish folks, I'm part Irish, or Italians, it's just a fact. There is a Jewish mafia. There is a WASP mafia. There is an Irish mafia. And you better know the dailies are big, fat mobsters. And do you think a gangster wants his whores, his slaves, armed? No. First thing a crook does when they come in to rob a bank or rob a liquor store is they say, hands up, you got a gun in here. And they take the gun out from under the counter and they stick it in their belt. And they go ahead and give you a pistol whip in the head to get you to submit. Get on the ground. Bam! I'm here to let you know I run things here. And just like North Korea is now three generations deep of dictators, so is Illinois with the mafia that runs it. There's good people in Illinois. There's good people in the rural areas. And they're getting sick of it, too. You got a corrupt, organized crime government up there. But we got one here. I mean, I'm not saying it's every police department, but I've said half. It's probably less. But a lot of these small towns, they just pull you over and they take your wallet and take your watch and take your car and they put you in jail for a week with no charges until you sign forms agreeing to not ever go after them, which is a fraud itself, but people don't know that. And it's admitted. I mean, Dallas and Houston are mafia run. The Dallas police on record pull nice cars over, throw a bag of chalk in the back and take your car. Then they go to your house and take your house. It's mafia. And the government is converting to full criminal system right now. They're kicking the good people out of government and bringing in the bad right now. You see, it takes decades and decades and decades for the first few corrupt to get in. And then they've got to operate underground. They've got to operate secretively. But over time, they rise up the ranks of government. They get into power. And folks, they're stealing like nothing's left. But the smart globalists that are making millions, they've all left the country. They're in armored compounds in the Cook Islands and in New Zealand and in the Caribbean and in the Mediterranean and in Spain and in Switzerland. And they are freaked out because they know what they've done. They've created a black hole of debt that is going to destroy everything by design, and it's going to cause complete breakdown of society, which is their plan. But they've got to be offshore while it happens. All of us, we don't have that money. There's nowhere for us to go. The least we can do is expose these bastards and point out they're the culprits, so as we go through this crisis, we have a chance of getting them off our back. They plan to ride this out and ride the tiger. And they plan to stay on our back and break us. Let's take another call. Bobby in California. Bobby, you're on the air.
You know, I used to get so mad at all these celebrities that are fully aware of the New World Order, who love to be recognized as humanitarians, yet remain silent on the many issues, like the millions of child sex slaves being shipped around the world by Halliburton, DynaCorp, etc. But now I see these celebrities for what they truly are, pathetic millionaire slaves who don't even respect themselves enough to engage in their own free speech while still on this earth. As they remain silent and escape to their private security islands, they remain willfully ignorant to the fact that they will be the first ones taken out by the higher psychopath if the New World Order comes to fruition. Of course they will be taken out, because they have the pool with the ordinary microchip slaves, the rest of them. Who do they really think these super space weapons are going to be used for? They're going to be used to take out anyone that could be a competition for the Rothschild bloodline.
Anything else you got written down there?
No, that was it.
Well, I'm honored that you wrote that up, Bobby. I appreciate your call. You got a good point. Mark in Georgia, you're on the air.
Hey, what a blessing to speak with you again. Let me pull over right quick. I got a few points. I wish I could do beyond just my prayers at current, but that's where I am. A few things. I don't know if you've heard Alan Stang went to be with the Lord.
Yes, I saw DV Kid wrote an article about that. I have that in the stack to mention.
Okay. Well, on the other hand, do you know what the name Cronkite means in German?
No.
You know, he just recently, he's a guy who said, well, you know, Pat Robertson said that any world government before Christ returns would be of the devil, and I'm happy to sit at the devil's side. But Mr. Sickness, which is Cronkite, sick, height means myth. So the name Cronkite means sickness. And Mr. Sickness is now breathing in the sulfur dioxide of the brimstone. And I don't think he's so happy right now. I trust we're on the same page that we want to have an honest understanding of what is and what ought to be. When you say that we're a republic, I agree that's what we need to restore. Brother, we're a plutocracy. And if we understand the term plutocracy, Pluto is the Roman counterpart to Hades. And the word Hades in Greek is where we get to, is translated as the word hell. So literally, if, strictly speaking, plutocracy means the rule of hell.
Yes, the rule of hell. Hell planet. You're absolutely right. They bring hell.
Yeah. Well, my site is doyoulovejesus.org. I hope you don't mind the plug. I'm working on...
No, you always plug it when you call, I think. But go ahead.
Well, the thing is, I'm working on a project where I'm trying to explain... The devil's been in the business of deceiving mankind for 6,000 years. He knows his stuff. And so when people buy in to these... our government could never lie about that. And it's like, well...
They're buying into the old scratches operation. Thanks for the call. More calls straight ahead.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable. For around 75 cents per day, each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. First 500 callers that call 1-800-210-1922 right now will get a free one-week supply with no obligation, no credit card, and no auto ship. That number again is 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
This is the end. Beautiful friend, this is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise. The end. I'll never look into your eyes.
Was among the recipients of the WFA Award.
Thank you very much.
Today, we must develop federal structures on a global level. To deal with world problems, we need a system of enforceable world law, a democratic federal world government.
In a closed-circuit hookup, Hillary Clinton congratulated Cronkite.
For decades, you told us the way it is. But tonight, we honor you for fighting for the way it could be.
In 1993, the WFA honored an editor for Time magazine for an essay he had written entitled The Birth of a Global Nation.
Nationhood as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority.
After receiving the award, the editor, Strobe Talbot, was appointed Deputy Secretary of State in the Clinton administration. In February of 2000, the New York Times allowed the WFA a full-page ad to spread its globalist propaganda.
And that was free, of course. Coming up, we'll play a clip of Walter Cronkite saying he sits at the right hand of Satan. I wonder if he made it to that power position now that he's in Hades. Look, I'm not going to sit here and overly judge Walter Cronkite, but he was a member of the most elite subclub, Mandalay. It's in little subcamps in Bohemian Grove that is going on right now. 92 years old. You know, last Monday I was having an argument up here late night about Walter Cronkite because I was going to put a clip of him in the film calling for world government. With Burmese going, no, he's dead. No, I tell you, Walter Cronkite's dead. And I said, okay. We went to Wikipedia and he wasn't dead. But 4 days later, he was. So Burmese IM'd me when I was out in California and said, Walter Cronkite's dead now, pal. Oh, man. You got to feel sorry for old Scratch. He went to UT right here in Austin and had one of his first newspaper jobs here in Austin. So old Scratch got his start in media, same place I did. Most trusted man in America. You got to think he was kind of a useful idiot, though. He did come out against the Vietnam War. I think he was one of those leftists who thought world government would end all war, kind of a useful idiot. So I don't want to sit here and judge him too bad. There are some people that mean well that call for world government, but his right hand to Satan comments, it's a little creepy. Probably was a pretty bad guy, but I'm not going to judge. I don't know. Not enough fruits to be able to tell you. All right, we're going to start the second hour and blitz through calls. Yes, have your comment or question ready. 1 minute apiece, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, prisonplanet.tv, of course, again, is the website. I want to encourage all of you to get a prisonplanet.tv membership. Get a monthly trial membership for $5.95 a month. That's 15 cents a day. Get a yearly membership and get 3 months free, 3 months off the price. And your purchase, your support of the site makes everything possible. And you get the multiple hours we do live a day on the radio show as a TV show slash radio show. You get all my films in super high quality. My book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other great films, all of my extras from the films, expanded extras only for PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can burn them to disc in higher quality. It's an arsenal of resistance. And we need your financial support. That's what makes all this possible. So become a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber today. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. 15 cents a day. Get your trial membership at PrisonPlanet.tv or get high quality copies of all the books and DVDs at InfoWars.com from the bookstore.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, already into the second hour of this Wednesday, 22nd day of July, 2009. Wide open phones throughout the broadcast. Gerald Celente on with us in the fourth hour today. Let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Charlie in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, Charlie.
I just wanted to say good job with everything you do, getting all the news out. Obviously, you know what's going on. But you asked before what we thought there was going to be, some kind of an attack. I believe, so do a lot of my other friends, that it's going to be a type of bio attack of some sort. Obviously, you know, the vaccine is EU stockpile 666 and U.S. biodefense stockpile 666. I don't know if
you
heard
we
this,
posted that yesterday. In fact, guys, print that for me again when you get a chance. And I went and looked. It really is called stockpile 666. And even the Times of London today has a top epidemiologist admitting that there's no point in even taking what they've made. It's nothing close to even what the virus is, and the virus isn't even killing people. What is this giant buildup for?
It's pretty intense. I mean, the sheep are going to go along with it. I think I don't know. Everyone says there's hope. I don't know if there's hope, because all the people I talk to get that glazed look in their eye. I mentioned 9/11 truth on the 4th of July at a friend's barbecue, and someone wanted to fight me over it. They wanted to fist fight me. So, you know, the sheep are so, like, just brainwashed. I don't know what to do next. You know, I try and talk to people about this stuff, but it seems like there's going to be some kind of a massive attack, and then they're going to go ahead and implement more control. You know, my friends are in agreement. I don't know. I also wanted to ask if you could just blurt out how I can go about, and if it's a good idea, the militia, like local militia, is that, you know, for New York, or would you suggest, you know, just in case of some type of a, you know, we need to get together when it happens, when it goes down, which I believe it's gonna, because I don't think there's gonna be some type of a mass awakening where everybody gets up, holds hands, and walks in, and it's like, oh, you know, peace, and they're gonna give up, they're gonna give up their power. I don't think they're gonna be so happy to give up their power. It's gonna take bloodshed. It's gonna take, you know, tyranny isn't gonna end without, you know, the blood of patriots. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, that's what Thomas Jefferson said, but he's listed as a terrorist by the federal government. Now, who do you think the bad guys are, Thomas Jefferson or the globalists saying the founders were bad, which they do? I have it on video in my film Road to Tyranny, with FEMA teaching police, firemen, and sheriff's deputies that in Kansas City. Thanks for the call. Join a militia at your own risk, I'll tell you that. And I'm for the militia. It's constitutional, 18 to 45. I think it's wonderful. It's constitutional. It's just civil defense. It's the posse. How would a sheriff in a county call out the men? Because it was the posse. And they don't want the citizens involved in government. That's why the federal report put out, the DHS report said, watch people that want to work with law enforcement. Watch people that want to work with community groups and say they want to support police but are anti-Federal Reserve. See, they don't want us to be friends. They don't want us as good Americans to work together and stop this offshore takeover. Any militia is good that isn't running around secretively telling you look out and telling you hide this pipe bomb. It's a Fed, guaranteed. You go to a militia meeting and the leader or one of the other leaders says, let's build pipe bombs, don't tell anybody, let's be secretive. They're Feds. It's a setup. It's a trap. Guaranteed. But if it's a shooting club or military historical society, and you also train for civil defense to defend yourself and your families, see, above board, out in the open. But the Feds go out and set up these nets and even set up militia groups. to then get people in and burn them. I mean, the feds found the groups so they can then hype it up in the media and demonize it.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I get calls every day on and off air, emails. People ask me on the street, Alex, do we join a militia? If so, what do we join? And the answer to that is you are in the militia. Under the U.S. code, what is it, 18 to 44, 18 to 45? Some state codes say 18 to 49. How do you think sheriffs would call out the posse? They'd come knock on doors and say, you, you, and you, come with me. That's the power of the county, of the state, enshrined in the office of the governor or the sheriff or the president during time of declared war or natural disaster. We've got the river about to flood, about to break the dam, kill everybody in the town. You, you, and you, all of you, come with me. Grab sandbags. Grab shovels. We got to dig and cut a fire break. The fire is coming. It's 10 miles away at Eagle Pass. At this rate, it'll be here in 2 hours. Come on, let's go. Let's save our houses. That's what it's all about. So the globalists are master tacticians thinking 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 moves ahead. And so they knew there'd be a movement by the states, by the counties, by the cities, with the militias. And they saw states in 92, 93, 94, 95, passing laws against federalization and internationalization, saying from Colorado to California to Oklahoma, we're not going to have UN troops here. We're not going to have gun bans here. We're not going to have socialized health care here. The federal government's outside its purview. It's too big. And so the feds went in and created all over the nation their own militias. They would have an FBI agent or FBI informant or BATF or ADL or Southern Poverty Law on record. This all came out in the news. They would advertise and set up a militia. And they would go to biker clubs, the bad ones. And they would find meth dealers, gun runners, because that's who they wanted to make their militias up out of. So that when they busted them, they could connect it to drugs and guns. This is on record with the Viper Militia and countless others. With the Ku Klux Klan group, they set up as a militia in the late 90s in Dallas-Fort Worth. That was Bumster Award in Texas Monthly. Many examples. But I cover those in my film, Police State 2, The Takeover. And so if you're involved, say, in fighting for land rights or borders or Second Amendment or against federal takeovers or NAPA superhighways, and you go to a city council, there'll be a guy there in khakis or in camo, and he'll say, hey, man, come on, let's go get dinner. And you'll go, and there'll be a couple other guys, and all five guys at the table will be cops. And they'll say, you ever get mad? You ever think about just bombing some cops? You ever think about going after the governor? You ever think about going after the president? And you're like, no, I want to be peaceful. You know, we're just involved in our First Amendment. And they'll hang out with you for months. They'll even try to get you out and get you drinking. Or they'll say, hey, go to the deer camp. Go hunting with us. And they'll catch you in the morning while you're brewing coffee and walk up and say, don't you ever just get mad, want to do something violent? And you'll be like, yeah, I do sometimes. Folks, they're going to arrest you. They're going to put pipe bombs on you. You're going to the federal pen. Your life's over. And those guys love it. They're just bagging a slave. They're hardcore criminals. Most of them deal drugs on the side. They just want to become a supervisor. They just want to move up. And you're a trophy to them. They weren't hunting deer when they set you up. They were hunting man. Most of them had 2-3 divorces. They got 2-3 sets of kids to pay for. That's why they get into drug dealing and other things. And they're crooks. They're mafia. And they hate this country with a passion. They're psychopaths. I've seen them. I've met them. They're really scary people. Most of them have committed murders. They are not to be messed with. So understand that. Most of the specialists they have in those units are drug dealing murderers. A lot of them are cop killers. A lot of them are people they use to grease cops that don't play ball. The feds actually headhunt out of departments the specialists they got in departments for killing cops. And this is just a fact. We've tracked them. We know some of their names. We know who kills cops in association with Oklahoma, Waco, 9/11. They get off on it. They like to torture people. So, you get in with a group. I mean, if you and your cousins and your neighbors want to go shooting and get better at shooting and learn defensive tactics for your home and even offensive long-range shooting, that's great. That's part of your heritage. And there are a lot of groups. You know, the real militias call themselves military history clubs. It's all guys that know each other, and you're not going to be invited to join if they don't know you. That's the kind of group you need to form. You need to form it because you know, what did Jesus do? He didn't take on disciples that wanted to join him. He'd walk down the beach and say, come with me. You've got to go out and find the people you're going to work with. You don't take who comes to you. That's a good recruitment system. You know, don't call us, we'll call you. That's how it works. And so you have a hunger. I mean, if it's just a power trip to dress up in camo and get all freaked out and drive around in cars at night and bury guns and, you know, play Rambo. That, you know, you should be doing 90% of your militia operations should be at city councils and state houses and handing out DVDs and learning to command, learning to speak, learning to convince, learning to get up and to have leadership skills. 10% should be quietly preparing to defend yourself and your family. And defensively to get out of the cities and to mutually protect each other. Your number one job should not be having to mow down a bunch of cops at a checkpoint. That should be the last thing you want to be forced to do. But they're trying to load you in the flatbacks to take you to FEMA camps for God knows what. Your job is to reach out to those cops and to those National Guard and regular Army Brigade people from Homeland Security before you have to face them at that checkpoint, before they take your kids away from you, and before you go, all right, this is it. I did everything I could. Rock and roll! And then it's on. Then there's no turning back. I did everything I could. Just like when some bully walks up and you say, look, mister, I don't want to fight with you. And they take that as fear, and they go ahead and knock you upside the head, and then everything changes. Then you just go, that's it. I'm opening up a can of whoop-ass. I'm going to beat the living snot out of you. Get ready for me to knock you down and stomp your guts out, punk. And it's that same attitude. Once you open it up, there ain't no turning back. Once you're committed. And I'm committed to do this peacefully. You know, I see myself as a political person, as someone speaking out, as someone that, you know, that's my job. I'm not sitting there oiling and petting my guns. I'm defending the right for everybody to keep and bear and own them, that inalienable innate right. So my guns are half rusty in the two big gun safes I've got. I need to get them out. It was 10 months ago, the last time I had a chance to shoot. So, yes, be prepared. Have a boogie pack, have maps, things like that. Think about different scenarios. But I see these guys who run around in camo and go to city council in camo. I'm wearing camouflage right now. I'm wearing a black T-shirt and blue jeans and a pair of tennis shoes. That's urban warfare camo. That's guerrilla camo. We're not in Southeast Asia wearing green camouflage. You want camouflage? Try wearing a suit and tie. Oh, that's camouflage. And so everything I do is about trying to wake up the military and police so that they don't get used by the globalists. The globalists want a giant bloodbath. They want carnage. They want it. We've got to do everything we can to stop it. And police have got to be told there are a lot of people aren't going to let you at checkpoints take them to jail or take their kids like you've been training to do. And let me just tell you something. The first year of operations where they try to tell police and military to set up checkpoints aren't going to be pretty. I will assure you that's why they've caught the National Guard and Homeland Security doing drills of militias attacking Homeland Security checkpoints, because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And you're going to die, a lot of you. And I'm not thrilled about that. There's no macho level of me wants to see a bunch of dead people in pools of blood laying all over the road while the New World Order smiles from ear to ear, knowing they've set it off. So all the torture and killing and crap can begin, and helicopters nerve gassing people, and all the surveillance and all the foreign mercs and the rest of it, and the torture teams and all the stuff they've done in Iraq going on here. They want to gut this country once and for all. Because they can't get their socialized health care and their gun control and their open borders through without tearing everything up. So I'm going to tell the military and police and everybody and militias and everybody else something. You better do everything you can for peace. And you better hope it doesn't go to physical war. We better all realize we're all in the same boat together, and they plan on having each other, having us kill each other, and that's the last thing we want to do.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette, and even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit premiumecigarette.com. That's premium, the letter E, cigarette.com. Premiumecigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Set up checkpoints and round people up at them. That people are just going to say, look, that's it. The guns come out. And I guess freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. And nothing if we ain't free. But we need to avoid that at all costs. But at the same time, we can't go to forced labor camps, to FEMA camps, like Michael Savage was saying. They do plan to arrest us and round us up. And they did plan to ban the First Amendment. They passed that through the House. I guess that's the one big thing they have gotten passed. Looks like the Senate's going to vote on it. I've got popping back in Ted Pike tomorrow, Reverend. Let's go back to your calls here. Who's up next? Kenny in Virginia?
Yeah.
Kenny, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, I want to bring attention to the 27th of July that's coming up. It fits in with everything you're saying. I'm here in Virginia, and last night they just closed 18 rest areas temporarily, which would make excellent checkpoints. I'm actually from Ohio. My congressman up there, Jim Traffic, has been in prison for 8 years for speaking his mind on the
House floor. Could be doing something like painting stripes at the rest areas.
No. It's for the budget reasons. The state has shut them down to save $9 million, they can't afford to operate them for the next few months or weeks. It's like a big issue up here.
Yeah, what they're doing is they start shutting down national parks and rest areas to create the illusion they're out of money so people will then pay the higher taxes. When $23.7 trillion went to foreign banks, that's double the money and $5 billion extra. That's double the money, 9.4, is it 9.5 trillion? According to Bloomberg, would have paid off all mortgages in the country, not just the ones in trouble, but double that and $5 billion extra. Double that, and they're lending less. So this is just an absolute financial coup d'etat. They're stealing money even faster than I thought, but see, now the states are going to go bankrupt to the feds, and everything's going to go bankrupt, and only the bankers will be there flush with the tens of trillions. Go ahead.
Do you think this is going to go next Monday as far as, do you think it's true that there's going to be foreign troops on our soil?
What are you talking Monday? About the 27th? I mean, is somebody putting out...
The 27th, the big FEMA exercise, the big, what do they call it, an exercise they're going to be doing from
You're
July
talking about
27th.
National level exercise, yeah.
Exactly. What do you think that's going to be? That's the FEMA, that's their exercise they're going to be doing next week. And it is kind of strange that it's going to end on the 31st. I have a vision or a belief that Rex 84 is going to come into effect after next week. I think Obama's going to get everything he wants. I think they're just going to, when the Congress is in recess, I just kind of think they're going to shut the government down next week after this big three-day. See, I was a trucker for 20 years, so I understand three-day exercises by the federal government. They're going to be in every rest area checking every truck, anybody going up the road. It's just like a DUI checkpoint they do already.
Oh, I know about that. No, from California to Tennessee, the regular army shows up and just shuts the highway down, and they got police dogs out there searching, and the governor in Tennessee said, don't do it. And they said, you know what? Sit down and shut up, punk. And that was in the newspaper. I had a state rep on. They just said, no, we're going to do it. We don't care what the governor says. So, you know what's scary about what you're saying is that we have to entertain what you're saying because things are so out of control. It was last October that the House and Senate were threatened with martial law. We broke that here. We had congressmen on the show to talk about it. People laughed at us. And then now it's been back in the news the last 2 weeks, but the news has been saying, oh, it was good that we almost had martial law. And former Treasury Secretary Paulson gave a speech in his hearing last week admitting that it was for our own good. And so, yes, they are certainly getting everybody ready for that. And they are having the NLE 2009 with FEMA, 35 federal agencies, and 14 foreign countries. This is on FEMA's website. Just Google National Level Exercise 2009. You'll be at FEMA.gov. And so you're saying, will there be foreign troops out? Yes, in select locales. And what they do is they have local cops come over, pull the citizens over. Then the federal troops come over. And then they even let the foreign troops kind of have a little fun with the slaves. But it's the same thing in England. BBC reports Ukrainian troops are setting up checkpoints in Scotland, slapping around the slaves. And it'll certainly be a good drill teaching us how to have our families broken up and how to be put in different trucks. and how to have the feds take over and how to tell governors to sit down and shut up. But who knows if it'll be the big one.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, yeah, baby.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Founded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit AirandAqua.com. That's AirandAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud. But nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. And he never seems to notice. But the fool on the hill sees the sun.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, more of your calls coming up at 1-800-259-9231. Man, that's why I love taking calls. Each one of these callers brings up another huge issue. I mean, I've been reporting for 3-4 months about National Level Exercise 09. NLE 09, openly drilling for martial law, openly drilling with 14 different nations. Four of them are physically going to have troops on the ground in the U.S., according to FEMA. And FEMA always lies. I'm sure there'll be more than that. And I've been to other top-off drills, and that's what these were called previously. And they had one in Denver in 2000. And they practice putting the local citizens in the sports stadium. People always ask, where's the FEMA camp? It's the local sports stadium is designated. The local shopping mall is designated. And that's just on record. But then they have the other military bases and the other facilities. And we told you how they would sell the camps, how they would advertise as a humanitarian aid center and where you want to go and mobile government vans and for medical care and how. But you've got to be frisked when you go in the camp and the men live in one area and the women the other and the children another. And then CPS goes ahead and takes your kids because you can't be destitute and living in a camp. And now it's happening in Hawaii and New York and Michigan and Florida because it's been done over and over again. By the way, I've got three separate news articles from AP, Fox News, and the New York Post. Fox News, Dr. Mark Siegel on rationing care. We're going to play this clip later. In a way, it's a form of eugenics, he says. And he is going to leave the American Medical Association. And that's what it is. That's what the bioethicist boards are. And I've talked to bioethicist doctors. I was talking to a bioethicist doctor this weekend about bioethics. And he said, no, I've even worked in bioethics and been on some of the boards, but never really realized you were right. And he said he'd seen Endgame, went and did some research off of Endgame and found out the bioethicist movement was set up in the 50s after the eugenicist had been exposed. Because the board decides if you live. They decide if you get a liver. They decide if you get a kidney. They decide, and what does Tom Daschle say in his book? You're above 60, you don't get an eye surgery. You know, it's not Republicans saying this about rationing care. This is not some political made-up football that they're batting around. This is real. That's coming up. I want to get into Walter Cronkite clip that I've been meaning to play. Well, I was out of town when he died, but I've been meaning to play it yesterday. So we're going to play that and then continue blitzing through your phone calls through this hour and the next. And then Gerald Celente joins us in the fourth hour today. Always informative and boy, I have a lot of important questions for him. But before I do that, I wanted to go over a few of the sponsors that make today's transmission possible. And I only take sponsors that I firmly believe in and that I believe are the best in the business. And the food company we endorse and promote is the place I got my storable foods two separate times. Because I got some earlier and they had MSG in them, or it was mainly soybean filler, or it was GMO. Well, a lot higher quality, no GMO, no monosodium glutamate in this stuff. And it's all packaged monthly at their own factory, all grown in the United States, non-GMO, non-hybrid. But bananas. Those are grown, I think, in Guatemala, and they're the organic type as well. But that is not grown in the U.S., only thing that isn't. So efoodsdirect.com, the letter E, foodsdirect.com. In these crazy times, it's insane to not have storable foods. It's insane to not be prepared. efoodsdirect.com or 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633. efoodsdirect.com has a lot of free videos and clips to show you the food, the quality. Steve Shank up there talking, really great info. Call and get a free brochure, 1-800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. And then lastly, Home Game. I'm going to tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address. You'll get a free estimate of your home's value. It is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. There is a new feature called Street View, where you can look at the house at street level and take a virtual walk through the neighborhood you're interested in. You've got to see it for yourself to believe it. And again, it's all absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home sale value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Now is time to not mess around with your largest asset. Find a quality realtor at HomeGain.com. Visit their link at InfoWars.com and look for Max, the little orange HomeGain gorilla. to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You will love this site, homegain.com, HOMEGAIN.com. Okay, and then lastly, I just want to encourage everybody to visit Infowars.com and the secure online video bookstore shopping cart. We're adding new books, new T-shirts, new films, basically the best stuff out there I see or hear or read, the creme de la creme. It is all available. All available at Infowars.com. On the online video bookstore, you can also call toll-free 888-253-3139. They can tell you all the combos, all the specials, all the best deals. We've got, okay, Aaron Russo documentary I made of the expanded interview. I never released the whole thing, and my own up-to-date info, about 10 minutes of me in the film and some documents and other clips. It's really well done. People requested it. It's free. Free at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Free when you get The Obama Deception or free when you get Endgame. A bunch of different specials, a bunch of different, I don't know, we got like, I haven't counted, 30, 40, 50 different specials, I don't know, combo deals, just to get the DVDs, the books, the materials out, make copies of them, get them out to everybody, and I love Aaron, he was a great guy, he died shortly after cancer, it's his last videotaped interview, 888-253-3139, you can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Okay, that said, I played a clip earlier of Hillary Clinton last hour thanking Walter Cronkite for all his work for world government. And Walter Cronkite stands up and says, yes, only a world government will save us and bring world peace and the rest of it. But meanwhile, the proponents of world government are a bunch of murdering eugenicists that want to have world government so they can orderly exterminate us. I've told you that for a decade. Since I read the biological diversity assessment in 96, so I guess more than a decade, I found that in 97. State Department Memorandum 200, I read that in 96, declassified in 92, and the hundreds of other documents. We sourced them all in Endgame. Now we have the White House science czar writing an 1,100-page death treatise where he talks about a world government, the CPS, to take everyone's children at birth, sterilizes, poison the water and food. I mean, this is a murder gang. And I just played that clip. Well, here he is making jokes about being at the right hand of Satan. And after we're done with that, I want to play the little vignette, John, you put together with Cronkite saying the same thing. Here it is.
Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan. Let us hear the peal of a new international liberty bell that calls us all to the creation of a system of enforceable world law in which the universal desire for peace can place its hopes and its prayers. Thank you.
We would like to bring you a message from the First Lady of the
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
I want everybody to listen to me very carefully.
Perhaps you had better start.
They do plan on killing each and every one of us.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
We are now entering the new world order. We are now in the zone of the triangulated fire of state crises. Many of you are doubting me now. Down the road, remember what I said. And then, You will activate. You will resist. You will defend the species. You're only alive once, but you live forever through the species. You can physically fall, and it doesn't matter. But if the species is overtaken and damaged by these people, we all fall. You know in your gut and your DNA I'm right. And I say, arise, humanity! Arise, tyranny! Activate the survival mechanism! Resist the enemy! Break your conditioning! Stand up against the globalists! Don't let them control the future and dominate human society! Don't let them control your destiny! Let's go to your phone calls here. Let's go to Dave in New York. You're on the air, Dave.
Hey, Alex.
Nice hey, buddy. To talk. Nice to talk to you, Dave. I'm afraid,
I just
want to
say I heard on a show last week that part of the GPSing through the census people taking is part of the cap and trade and carbon tax. They're going to track you in your car from your you know your home port, and they're going to bill you or calculate your tax credits from your mileage.
Yeah.
So I guess the intention was to get all these GPSs in the car. I wouldn't be surprised if before long to make it a law to put it even in your
own. Oh, no, that's why the OnStar and the other companies are all GPS triangulated or GPS trackers. All cell phones by law in the 1996 Telecommunications Act that put in all the snoo pubs by October 1st, 2001 had to be satellite coordinate track. They're not GPS themselves. But the cell towers are, and the actual patents are in. They're going to tax you mile to mile by your cell phone. And I remember when I first got on air 14 years ago, I was sent all these publications by local engineers about the federal plan to tax us by the mile. Then 10 years ago, England and Germany started putting it in. And then now the feds have announced, his transportation secretary said, this is the next phase. And then when we say we don't want it, they laugh and say it doesn't exist. But now it's all over the news. It's going to cost $165 to travel from Austin to Dallas and back. That's the Fed's own numbers. There's no level of raping they're not going to give us. And it's all going to go to bankers. And if you don't like it, paramilitary forces are going to gun you down. You try not paying the tracker tax, the cops are going to pull you over. And if you resist, they're going to murder you. And see, when I make the point that we're living in tyranny, is that not tyranny, Bubba?
And as the economy declines, it's going to get worse and worse because they're going to need the tax revenue even more severely and more severely.
It's about breaking your back. It's about driving you into submission.
Right. And we have to be kept in a perpetual state of anxiety. I mean, they learned that from advertising. Advertising keeps us in a perpetual state of anxiety. Therefore, if you weren't anxious about something you see on a commercial on TV, you wouldn't buy it. So, I mean, they know that technique. They have to keep us in this perpetual state of anxiety and this psyop.
Yeah, and they don't need the money. They don't need the money. More than half the federal money goes to interest on the debt, and that was last year's number. Now with $23.7 trillion in 10 months, everything's going to go to the debt, just like a third world country. And they're going to squeeze everything out of you, and then they're going to bankrupt you and then say, we'll give you money and welfare, but you got to get your tubes tied.
After you start,
everything will be overseen by the control freak, degenerate eugenics. Everything. Total bondage, total rulership. Your kids will be in black uniforms. You'll have to kiss your college kids' butts when they come home with their arm patches on. It's already happening. I'm already getting reports from parents, their kids in red and black uniforms with city year coming home and bossing them around. All these do-nothings on power trips. This is hell. They've done this before. This is a government of hell.
I'm with you, Alex. We love you here in New York, and keep up the good work. We'll keep up our end.
God bless you, sir. We love you, too, there, my friend. Good to hear from you, Dave. I was saying, I'm afraid, Dave, from the HAL 9000 2001 Space Odyssey. I'm afraid, Dave. I'm afraid. All right. We'll take you out a little bit of music here in the Court of the Crimson King, and then we will come back and go to Brian, George, Steve, and others. I'm Alex Jones. Get fired up, get mad, and beat these Soviets or sure enough, they're going to have their way with you in the gulags. It's what they do. The Court of the Crimson King. Blood flows.
The rusty chains of prison moons are shattered by the sun. I walk a road, horizons change, the tournament's begun. The purple piper plays his tune, the choir softly sing. Lullabies in an ancient tongue for the court of the crimson.
All the preparation was just the beginning. Everything you've seen, they've laboriously worked to have their way with the American people, as they did in Germany and Russia and China and Cuba and Cambodia. Now the control freaks will have their great blood feast.
The keeper of the city keys put shutters.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
I'm afraid. My mind is going. I can feel it.
You can, New World Order, just like you're turning off our society, turning off our energy sources. You get us in your compact cities, get us all dependent on your fiat currency debt system, and then you pull the rug out from under us? I mean, the level of stealing, double the GDP in 10 months. Double the GDP in, what, 9.5 months, if you want to get exact. I don't know, what's mid-October to late July? October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Yeah, 9.5 months. 9.5 months, and they've stolen the GDP of the United States two times over. And then I've got clip after 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 clip of the Congress saying, where's the money? And they say, will you tell us? And they go, no. Will you tell us about the trillions to offshore banks? No. Because they are the criminals. It's a big joke to them. Let's go ahead and talk to Brian in Texas. Brian, you're on the air.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I've got a complaint. Just hear me out before you blast me. I want to come at you from a media info war type of perspective. What I see on the ground, and when I say on the ground, I know you're in the trenches, but I see anecdotal evidence of my kids' friends saying, oh, yeah, my dad listens to Alex Jones. And I see the very people that you despise or sometimes insult with terrible language, I see these people coming on board. And I take a critical moment as Rush Limbaugh continues to mimic you and come towards you in such a way where you're saying the same thing. And if you alienate these people that are coming on board, he will co-opt this message and make it go off track. And I'm wondering why it seems reckless to me to sort of take that approach where you would, you know, even the Patriot movement itself, referring to it as pathetic and this, that, and the other. Sometimes I think you're so focused, so in the trenches, so frustrated by the horrible things that are going on that maybe you need to...
You're absolutely right. I am a piece of crap. You're right. I agree with you.
Okay. That's just a request. I'm not demanding it, but I sure think it would help.
Well, I mean, just hold on a second. We're all pieces of garbage, but we're also, all of us, wonderful. We can reach for the heavens. We can also fall into hell. So certainly, I don't have all the answers, and I make a lot of mistakes. But I think if people feel like I'm insulting them when I say yuppies, I don't mean all yuppies. You can call me a yuppie. I'm an urban, you know, white professional or whatever. I'm talking about a certain type of yuppie who just doesn't care about anybody, even themselves, and just laugh about everything. I want to punch him in the nose. And when I talk about good cops and I talk about bad cops, I know police are waking up. Believe me, I know. But when I also talk about cops, I'm talking about bad ones. You know, I mean, there are cops in Texas robbing people on the side of the highway. I mean, I don't enjoy that. Believe me, if I wanted to bash cops, I've got so much ammo, I could cram every second of every show with just new stuff they're doing. Because there's millions of cops and there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of bad ones. So I specifically want to hold you over for 1 minute as we start the third hour, and I want you to tell me examples of what I do. Because God knows I do it, man. You know why, though, we're successful at waking folks up? Because it's real. I don't care when the New York Times or Wall Street Journal lies about me and attacks me. I don't care when people attack me on the internet anymore. I just don't care. And stay with me.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. FrontSight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a FrontSight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to FrontSight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to FrontSight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going to be live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcast in the last 2 hours of the radio show. In the next segment, heads up for all the PrisonPlanet.tv members out there. Going back to, I was talking to Brian in Texas. Brian, you were saying that I alienate a lot of people who seem to be waking up, and that if I alienate people, they'll end up just tuning into Rush Limbaugh, who more and more is sounding like me. And I rarely listen to Limbaugh, but I do hear him talk about the New World Order now and the globalists and how Obama wants a New World Order. After all these years, back when we could stop it, he said none of it existed. Kind of like Savage saying it didn't exist, and now he says Obama's going to stage terror attacks. And better late than never, but see, the Republicans are out of power right now, so they can act like they're against it. It's like Rick Perry, who's Bilderberg, saying he's for state sovereignty and Texas secession. Well, he's miscasting what we want. We want state sovereignty, not secession, necessarily. The two aren't the same, declaring states' rights under the 10th Amendment, 9th and 10th Amendment. So, yes, I know that I talk about the public as scum. I mean the people that have had 50 million abortions, or 51 million, 52 million, whatever it is now. I hate to pull up 2008. They won't have 2009 yet. Abortion statistics, that's something I need to know. I haven't looked at that in a few years. It was 50 million like a year ago. We'll see what it is now. But when I just sit there and call general names, I'm not talking about everybody, obviously. And I talk about myself having plenty of problems. But specifically, Brian, what is it you think I'm doing wrong? How can I do better?
I think it could be best described as saying you have the Brett Favre syndrome, in that you do astounding work. But this group of business owners, 80% of America's business is small business, that follow Rush Limbaugh, et cetera, et cetera. These are people that have ignored and are skeptical of what you say. But as the purveyor of truth, Alex, you cannot alienate these people with words like prostitutes and we love slavery and what it shows is that you're so in the truck watching the wheel spin that you don't realize that your movement is starting to gain momentum. And I think you need to quit being the brigade leader and the Brett Favre, be the coach, and start to understand that victory, not so much on the ground with each individual battle, but in terms of the movement itself, is going to depend upon how big you can swell this movement. And if he comes over to you and you can co-opt that, we won't.
But I mean, let me try to say this, though. If we make the movement against the New World Order all about me or even about Ron Paul, they can set us up, they can kill us, they can destroy us in the media. But I agree, this show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, as a focal point of news and information is immeasurably important and valuable, and that I need to do a lot better job. I tend to get negative. You know, if I'm up here till 2-3 in the morning, and then I come back in the morning and I got a headache, and I've got a stack of horrible news the globalists are doing, I don't get happy. Like, oh, look, I get to expose them. This proves my case. I come in here and don't even cover 90% of it because I'm just sick of it. And I also can't believe how ridiculously corrupt and evil things have gotten and how the public doesn't see it. So, yes, I do talk about a lot of people waking up, but I'm a human being. This is not a scripted, calculated show. And so I tend to blow up and throw fits and do everything else because it may turn off some people, but I think it actually turns on others to really hear somebody throw it in their face. I'm not trying to kiss their rear end to get them to listen to me and to wake up to what I'm doing. And I'm not trying to really shock people out of their malaise with the truth. But again, I should act more like a leader, more genteel, more focused, and I'm trying to. But anything else you want to add there, Brian?
Alex, if you just sort of rise above a little bit, I think that some of these tactics will come in handy in terms of being able to maintain where your mantle that you're carrying. Thanks.
My mantle? Good Lord. I can barely make the equipment in here work, much less my mantle. Oh, man. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I think I combed my hair before I went on TV. Thank you for joining us. We're doing the last hour and 52 minutes. Simulcast at PrisonPlanet.tv. Coming up in 50 minutes, we have trends forecaster Gerald Celente to break down the latest developments in society and the economy and where he sees Obama going now that his approval rating is the lowest in U.S. history in the last 100 years since they've been having scientific polling. He's now beating the previous number one loser, Jimmy Carter, as the fastest drop. He's gone from the mid-80s down to the low 50s. And in some polls, he's below 50. Will Barack Obama stage terror attacks? That is the question. And I want to play this one more time. Michael Savage getting it right. There's several of these clips where he's going on the radio and explaining that Barack Obama may stage terror attacks in the United States, or a bio attack and say it's natural, or a bio attack and say that it's man-made, or launch a new war, or further implode the economy. Then I have another clip coming up. Fox News Dr. Mark Siegel on rationing care, saying it is a form of eugenics, which it is. And that dovetails with the White House science czar, writing an 1,100-page textbook for government adoption, calling for world government, CPS taking everyone's children at birth, forced inoculations with sterilization compounds, drugging of the food and water supply. So it's now in AP, New York Post, Fox News reporting on all of that. We also have, again, that USA Today article, polls can affect president's hold on party. And then if you look at the actual poll that they have a copy of. In fact, let's pull that up from USA Today. I want to put on screen not just the article, but the poll that was on the page that came with this. Drudge was linked to it yesterday. I know I asked my webmasters to link to it. I don't know if they did at Infowars.com and PrisonBonnet.com. I didn't see it, but that doesn't mean it wasn't there. And you can see the Gallup poll for itself as he is now falling faster and has already fallen further than Jimmy Carter. So that is coming up as well today. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to George in Texas. George, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
You know, the thing is, I'm sitting there, you know, last weekend, you know, I was kind of like humble, but I was kind of like, I felt joyful. Not to say I mean, celebrate anybody's death, but at the same time, Walter Cronkite had his passing. Also, Alan Stang, and you got two different people. Alan Stang gave up a lot to warn us of the New World Order, yet Walter Cronkite became the high priestess at Bohemian Grove and got all this notoriety and fame and sold his soul to the devil.
Yeah, I forgot that part. He has, according to the annals of the Bohemian Grove, that I actually wasn't here in the office. Oh, here it is. According to this annal, this is the internal annals of the Bohemian Grove, sent to me by one of the widows of one of these guys. I didn't know what a rare book it was. This goes for over $1,000 on eBay, one of these. Volume 7, 1987 to 1996, 10-year volume, Weaving Spiders Come Down Here, and it says Walter Cronkite is the high priest here. But I guess he's not the high priest this year, while the Christian conservative leaders meet and have homosexual sex and worship Satan. And, hey, that's their business if they want to do that. It's just they're not very Christian. Anyways, pretty interesting. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, and also, like, Alan Stang, I know he was on your show. He was a guest on your show, but I know he passed away, and I looked at a lot of his work. He could have been very easily sold out, went along, played along, became big as Dan Rather, but, you know, I'm glad he took the path he took because
I have him in the stack, and I was digging around at the first of the show because I had like three stacks and couldn't find it. Or I was going to eulogize him at the beginning of the show. But, you know, yeah, tell folks about Alan Stang that don't know. I mean, he worked with Edward R. Murrow, didn't he?
Yeah, and I heard Mike Wallace.
But I think he worked with both of them. Both of them came from the same outfit, yeah.
But the thing is, history is going to probably exalt Alan Stang for his work, but I think history is also going to vilify Walter Cronkite.
Can you imagine all these big Republican billionaires and corporate CEOs dressing up like women and doing stuff in the woods together? I mean, it's just, look at that one. That's who wants your guns right there so they can have their way with it. And then look at these guys. They're really good at it. Well, and, I mean, I'm not even against gay people. But if these Republicans, you know, want to be gay, that's their business. The problem is that they want to set up their police state and their New World Order system. But just look at these guys. I mean, zoom back in on that for folks at PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, that is really, really, really upsetting. Can you imagine getting in bed with one of those people? I mean, God almighty, that sounds like hell right there. But that was heaven to Walter Cronkite. I hear you, sir, and I appreciate your call. If I have to, I'll reprint the, it was on News with Views. Again, I told my webmasters to link to it this morning. I don't know if they did. DV Kids article about him. Just that looks like hell to me. But according to Walter Cronkite, that was a little piece of heaven. I mean, old men dressed up like women. My God, that sounds about as disgusting as it gets. I mean, I don't get these guys. Even if they like men, what is it about they like old men? Call it bigoted. I just don't find men attractive, and I don't find old men attractive especially. There's a bunch of them dressed up like women in here. And it's not just dressed up like women. I mean, they get real serious. Like, here's a photo of the cremation of care they took. And you'd say, oh, well, that's just stylized. No, the whole thing's occultic, and they take it very, very serious. And I guess there's the high priest. I guess that's Walter Cronkite right there. They burn the effigy of the child. Here we got Mr. CIA, William F. Buckley, the fake conservative. Here we've got, I'm going to find a Walter Cronkite in here in a minute. I mean, here's another one of them. I mean, look at this guy. Get caught in the dark with him. That's the heir to the Reynolds fortune. They're all a bunch of fairies, folks. I mean, just look at them all. I'm a fairy. I'm a eugenicist. He's like, yeah, I may be a fairy, but I'm putting fluoride in your water, pal. You're not laughing at the fairy now, are you? I'm going to find it here in a moment. Oh, I'll never find it. You guys, look in the bibliography in the back and help me find Walter Cronkite. Oh, God, here's more of them dressed up like women. Talk about nightmarish. I mean, that has got to be the most nightmarish thing ever. Here's somebody dressed up like death who brings the body of the baby over to burn it. Next to some other creature. So there you have it. Here's all the old men in their leather on their motorcycles. They like buzzing into San Francisco to enjoy themselves. According to Richard Nixon, that's what Nixon said. When am I going to, somewhere in here, I'm going to find, there's Bob Hope. Okay, we're going to find, there's Newt Gingrich and Bush Sr. Let's give folks some video of them. He always said don't call him Junior, but in this he's called Junior. Well, next to Newt Gingrich. They're not in drag there. They hadn't gotten dressed yet for the evening. Nothing creepier than old, weirdo, rich men dressed up like women nellying around chasing young prostitutes in the forest at night. It's so incredible. Yeah, find me Walter Cronkite. I know he's in there. Okay, enough about Walter Cronkite. Enough about Walter Cronkite. Here's some more about Walter Cronkite. Here he is at the right hand of Satan. Walter Cronkite, our good friend. Here he is.
Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan. Let us hear the peal of a new international liberty bell that calls us all to the creation of a system of enforceable world law in which the universal desire for peace can place its hope and its prayers. Thank you.
We would like to bring you a message from the First Lady of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Good evening. You know congratulations,
you know
Walter.
I wanted to show that video. We didn't have it punched up for some reason. Back it up. I want people to see Walter Cronkite calling for world government and sitting at the right hand of Satan, also known as Hillary Clinton. And again, this would just be a joke if the guy didn't dress up as a druidic high priest. Here it is.
Attempt to achieve world order before that time must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan. Let us hear the peal of a new international liberty bell that calls us all to the creation of a system of enforceable world law in which the universal desire for peace
can place its hope and its prayers. Thank you.
And now for Hillary calling for world government.
We would like to bring you a message from the First Lady of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton.
Ah.
Good evening and congratulations, Walter. I'm receiving the World Federalist Association.
Good evening, Walter. You're now in hell.
Ladies and gentlemen,
more of your calls and a ton of news. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with important news. I want to warn you about a deadly storm that's fast approaching, a storm that will affect you and everybody you know. Here's the story. The current administration is committed to nationalizing healthcare, giving 40 million new people free care. Now here's the bad news. The current system will almost be immediately overwhelmed by these new demands for free services and procedures. Medicare and Medicaid are already bankrupt. Many doctors are now leaving their practices frightened by the prospect of forced procedures. All this is creating a perfect storm, which could create unimaginable shortages in the healthcare services. Folks, it's time to be prepared for the worst. Our friends at Solutions from Science have recently come up with an emergency preparedness course that reveals how you can make powerful herbal medicines in the privacy of your own home. It's called Herbal Preparations and Natural Therapies, and is flat out the best course of its kind. I recommend you visit this important new website at MakeHerbalMedicines.com. That's MakeHerbalMedicines.com. Or call toll free, 877-327-0365.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUnderSafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUnderSafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com safes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today. You know, it is wrong to speak ill of the dead unless it's like Joseph Stalin or Adolf Hitler. But here's Richard Nixon Art Linkletter. I wonder if Art Linkletter's still alive. And then right next to him, Walter Cronkite. You know what's weird? I showed this book about a week and a half ago on TV and showed the Richard Nixon and said, oh, there's Walter Cronkite. And then, boom, he's dead. There's Gerald Ford beneath him. There's Richard Nixon. Here's the guys swimming around enjoying themselves. CPS gives them an endless supply. Oh, I can't look at any more of this. It was Mayor Willie Brown got the warning not to fly on 9/11 because he's a good friend, I guess, who can be trusted. All right, I'm done looking at this. We're done. Got a lot of other news I want to get to before. Gerald Celente joins us next hour on a host of key issues. Right now, let's go back to the calls. I talked to George or Stevia. Who's up next, or is it Justin? Steve in Texas, go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
Thank you for all your good work.
Thank you for calling.
I would just like to say what I was going to say, and if I may I comment on one of the previous callers about Rush Limbaugh?
Brother, we didn't screen your call, did we?
No.
Asked your name. You can say your name's Pumpernickel from Possumville. You are on the air, uncensored. Go ahead.
Okay. It makes me really sick about the media, how they portray the 9/11 truthers, because instead of showing your documentaries like Terror Storm or the 9/11 Chronicles, all they do is they just show when the 9/11 truthers are protesting and when they're just chanting 9/11 is an inside job. And they never show you or Luke Rodofsky talk about, you know, all the facts and everything.
Well, they do that, but also the History Channel lied and said it wasn't a hit piece. And then we had this UT conference room, you know, that held about 400 people full of folks. They would wait till the hour recess and shoot video of the empty bleachers or like one guy sitting there eating a sandwich. And then they would cut from me giving a speech to empty bleachers to make it look like nobody was there to hear me. They would blow my face up, stretch the video, make it look yellow. And when they showed the real yellow journalist, from Popular Mechanics, Hearst Publishing, was glistening stainless steel, perfect camera, you know, color, everything tuned perfectly, and they would say expert beneath them. But the good news is that crap doesn't work. I mean, we have Gary Hart writing public letters saying Dick Cheney may stage terror attacks. We have generals quitting saying it. We have Michael Savage saying Obama may stage terror attacks or will stage terror attacks. I mean, we've won the war for hearts and minds. People know government stages terror. It's in the Army Field Manual, 2004, how to train, how to stage terror. And so people now, every time there's a terror attack, look at who stands to gain from it. And so let the New York Times and Wall Street Journal play their games. We play ours with the truth. They've got flimsy lies they're fighting us with. And they may be able to have a big tsunami of mainstream media power to try to slap us down. But the establishment is so discredited now that basically anything and everything they say, people don't believe. And so, they've completely blown their credibility. So let them make up whatever delusional crap they want. I mean, I'm not buying it. Are you? Good to hear from you. Appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Steve. Justin in North Carolina. Justin, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, two quick things. I have a little internet radio show, and Jack McClam, I know you've interviewed him before, was on my show about 2 weeks ago, and he was giving a dire warning of the 27th through the 31st as well. I know you had a caller that brought it up not too long ago. So this is something that he said his sources inside the military and his ex-police contacts were telling him that this was something that they were worried about. So I think everybody that listens to your show that's involved in this movement should take it very serious.
Well, by exposing that they do tend to launch terror attacks during their drills as a cover story in case any of their assets get caught by other sectors of the government that aren't involved in the attacks, if the compartmentalization membrane is broken, a lot of times by exposing these events, it stops them from doing it. And I like Jack, and I appreciate him, but I don't like putting dates on things unless I'm totally sure. You know, even when I got on air and said, call the White House, tell them don't blow up the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset bin Laden. Even when I did that, I didn't really give a date. I said the next 2 months.
I understand. Another thing I wanted to ask you, too, while I got you on air, I want to try to get you on record, Alex, and ask you a question. I've got a lot of friends inside this movement, and they seem to think that if something happens, like a major false flag, they're going to take all their cues from you. I just wanted to ask you, are you prepared?
Stay there. We got to finish up after the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi.
Steve in Texas? Or I was already talking to Ronnie. Ronnie in Texas.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't
fire. And now we're talking to Justin. I need to get a new call list. These all get mixed up. Justin, Steve, Ronnie, Travis, Chris, and others. We're talking to Justin in North Carolina. Okay, Justin, we got interrupted by the break there. Go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, Alex, what I was saying was, like, you've got Gerald Celente coming up here in a few minutes, and he's got a YouTube video that he just recently did where he said that there would be a revolution in America. Now, he's a trends forecaster. We take our cues from him. He's been pretty accurate in the past, so this is a man who knows what he's talking about. But to wrap it all up into one
point. Sure, and the establishment has said that they're setting up a police state knowing what they were going to do would cause a revolution. So, yeah, I mean, Gerald Celente is a smart guy, but he's basically saying he's predicting the sun will come up in the morning.
Well, yeah. So what I wanted to ask you was, I listened to your show, and I know your stance, and I know your position.
Sure, go ahead and ask the question.
Well, if push comes to shove, are you willing to lead this group of merry men and patriots, or, you know, how's it going to go down? Because a lot of people are taking their cues from you, so I think we've just dug into the trenches and gotten ready for the idea that sooner or later we're going to have to fight, and we're looking for a leader. So will it be you or will it be someone else?
Well, I think the leader is going to be every individual out there, and I appreciate your call. You know, there's different types of people in this world. And there's a type I see a lot who always plan for what's going to come, instead of dealing what's happening now. Now, I deal with the past, I deal with the present, and I deal with the future. And so I don't know what the globalists are going to do. I don't know what ace is up their sleeve. I know what group of aces are up their sleeve. I don't know which card they're going to play. So I try to prepare people for different eventualities, different scenarios that can unfold. And a lot of people I talk to say, I'm just buying guns and food and ammo for 10 years. I'm not going to go to city council or county commissioners or the state house or talk radio or access TV or the gun shows. I'm not going to warn anybody. I'm not going to go speak up at my church. I'm not going to get involved. I'm just going to wait for war to start. And then I'm going to go out and basically blast police and military. Or I'm going to shoot whoever comes to my house to get my guns. They're just going to turn the food and water off for 6 months and let your neighbors burn you out if they go to that scenario. I mean, in a situation of warfare, 90% of it is propaganda. They call it info war. Black propaganda, which is lies, white propaganda, that's truth. We use white propaganda. Their favorite is black propaganda, or kind of a gray propaganda that's a twisting of it. That's what makes our information so much stronger. It's historical, it's factual, it's based on reality. They lie and get caught lying. We tell the truth and get verified over time, so our credibility goes up and up and up, even if our delivery sometimes is pretty haphazard and obnoxious. It's real. And people resonate with that. And we got guts, and guts is enough. But if I tried to make myself a leader, and if I tried to say I'm your president or I'm your colonial leader, number one, it would look ridiculous to the general public, because it would be. And number two, it would make me a major target and then would weaken the whole movement, because it would be a unified, vertically integrated, top-down power structure. That's why having too many eggs in the Ron Paul basket. I've said support him. He's a great focal point, but they can demonize him, they can marginalize him, and he'll get old. It's got to be about the information. Ron Paul has said that over and over and over again. Anytime you try to compliment him, he explains, no, it's the idea. I'm just a focus of this, one of the focuses. So, because of the nature of our society and what's going on in it, now is the critical time to speak out. Now is the critical time to be involved. Now is the time to be reaching out to people in any and every way we can, because as the police state cracks down, as the restrictions on free speech cracks down, it's going to be harder and harder. Why are they cracking down on freedom of assembly and freedom of the press and all this? Because it's hurting them. They don't like it because they're vulnerable. So instead of just wearing camo and wearing black bandanas and hiding out in the woods and having people salute you as the captain and militias struggling over the power structure and, you know, I watched the Republic of Texas, and not all of them. There were four or five different factions, but mainly it was people in trailers being saluted by their nephews and nieces, and they had admirals with pontoon boats, and if you owned a firearm, you were a general. and they would wear military outfits and looking like clowns. And I know a lot of them must have been feds, because I saw their interactions with police. They were meant, down the road, the globalists saw Texas sovereignty or secession as a threat. It was meant to archetype it as a clown. And this is what they do. And so instead of talking about who the leader is and talking about the organizations we're going to build and having committees and meetings and, you know, there's so many groups that just have committee meetings and groups, and they make you honorary members, and they call you and say, do you want to make decisions? Do you want to be in? I'm too busy manning the guns in the info war and trying to wake up as many people as I can, do as many radio interviews as I can do, as many news articles, as many films. And I'm just here trying to say, wake up the next person, discredit the system, expose false flag terror, expose the globalist. So somebody asked me, are you going to lead us? I am already leading. There's a reason I'm leading people. There's a reason I'm the most hardcore, the most effective, the most focused. And that doesn't mean I'm doing a perfect job. It's because I will put the hours in. I will do the job. I will do the radio shows. I will make the films. I will write the books. I will interview the guests. I will take action, and then my listeners are taking action, and they're leaders. And so I believe at a county and city and state and regional level, there are leaders out there, and they're going to be state representatives, and they're going to be congressmen and women. And they are there. And many governors have risen, like Elliot Spitzer was going to expose the banks, and he had one skeleton in his closet, and they blew him away. And this other governor was starting to fight the New World Order. He'd actually been to Bilderberg, but he had rejected him, according to what he said, and thinks they were a bunch of old clowns. They didn't like that, by the way. I'm not saying he's perfect, but you know, he had some skeletons cheating on his wife, and they're destroying him. And Palin isn't perfect and has got her own problems, but they're going to destroy her because she's calling for state sovereignty. And Democrats like Spitzer, they destroyed him. Blagojevich, as bad as he was, they destroyed him because he kicked Bank of America out. There was a great article written over the weekend at Infowars.com by one of our op-ed writers, one of volunteer writers. Can write your own stories, and if they're good, we'll post them. Writers at Infowars.com. And it was a great article about how they're going after governors. Something like anti-New World Order governors beware or something. I forget the exact headline. Maybe we can put that up on screen for people. But when somebody says, are you going to lead us? It's easy from your house to have 10 or 15 sycophants show up and call you the master and commander, or the captain, or the leader, or the provincial leader, or the Continental Congress secretary, or what do they call Oliver Cromwell? What was his name? I got to know that. Wikipedia, Oliver Cromwell. It was, it's like a splinter in my mind not being able to remember. Here, I'll look it up. Oliver Cromwell. And then we'll go back to calls. Oliver Cromwell. What was his term? What was his name? You know, Wikipedia has been exposed as a CIA front for a reason. It's always the first thing that comes up, and it's riddled with disinfo. But see, I already have historical background knowledge, so this is just to refresh my memory. I'll know if this is accurate or not. What was his No, his name was not Ironsides. It was, it was like Grand Protector, Defender of the Faith. Oh, this is driving me absolutely crazy. Yeah, no, it's not Ironsides, so. Exactly. That's why Wikipedia is an absolute joke if it says that. Okay, let's just go ahead and go back to calls. I'm not going to sit there and obsess over all that. Let's talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, good afternoon, Alex. First of all, Cromwell's title was Lord Protector and Defender of the Faith.
That's it, Lord Protector.
Yeah, I unlike a lot of Americans, but like you, I read, and I'm a student of history. And before I get to why I called, I've got a direct quote. The other night, I just happened to pull up on Google. I hadn't seen this movie in a long time. And, of course, you know, H.G. Wells was a big globalist and a eugenicist. And there's a movie I saw on TV several times when I was a kid, and I happened to pull it up because I wanted to watch it on Google. It's called The Time Machine. And I want to give you a direct quote from that movie that just blew me away when I heard it.
No, it's based on H.G. Wells, the Time Machine, the top eugenicist.
Right. And this is the 1960 movie, not the two remakes after that. But before I give you this quote, I just wanted to say in response to a few callers earlier where he was basically, you know, trying to nicely criticize you for how you're being. And I want to say this not because I'm trying to defend you. You don't need anybody to defend you. Because you've made it real clear, this whole thing, what you're doing, it's not about Alex Jones. It's about standing up, just like the Founding Fathers, for what's good and right and true. I've been a Christian for over 30 years. I'm convinced of the truth of the Word of God, and so I stand for it, and because of that, I've gotten a lot of opposition. And I've even had people accuse me, just like you've been, of being mean-spirited and cruel and not understanding, insensitive, unchristian, etc. And it's all a bunch of bull, and this is what I wanted to say to the guy that called in, for people that just simply can't deal with the truth and don't have the same mindset of somebody who knows the truth and will not back down from it. And I'll tell you, I've listened to Rush Limbaugh and Savage and these other guys, and I don't agree that these guys are coming around, because they are still hooked on the very thing that you harp on the most, which is exposing the false left-right paradigm. They're still viewing Obama like he's just a leftist liberal instead of seeing things from the point of view that you exposed in the Obama deception.
Yeah, it's all about world government. It's all about offshore elites that own both parties, and it's so illegitimate and criminal that foreign banks have stolen $23.7 trillion in less than 10 months, and my God, arrest them all. Instead, they're setting up a police state. I appreciate your call. It was good to hear from you, Steve. We're going to Ronnie, Travis, Chris, Matt, and others. But I promise to get to this. This is a video clip from Fox News, Dr. Mark Siegel on rationing care. In a way, it's a form of eugenics, he says. Well, it's not in a way a form of eugenics. It is eugenics. That's what this whole system is. We have an 1,100-page textbook written by the president's chief science advisor, the science czar, Holdren. And the guy he co-authored the textbook with was the congressional advisor and the presidential advisor to Bush. I mean, these people run things. That's what all this is for. That's what their own documents say. It's not my opinion. People can say, oh, well, that guy's a nut, or that guy yells and screams. How am I not supposed to yell and scream about, how do you yell and scream about football and baseball and track? You get so upset if your people don't win. And I don't say you're bad for getting upset about sports, but this is elites poisoning your water, man. On record, a world government with a CPS will take everyone's children at birth, and they're setting it up. And now they want to socialize healthcare so government can control what healthcare you get, and hundreds of new taxes and taxes on toilet paper. We gave you the bill number, and taxes on drinks and taxes on food and just total control. It's happening now. All these top pundits are admitting this is like the Soviet Union, but it's for the bankers. They're robbing us. Here's the clip.
Meanwhile, joining us live in the studio, we got Dr. Mark Siegel, Fox News medical contributor. Yesterday, the Mayo Clinic came out and said this plan of the president's is not good. It's not going to be good for healthcare. And I understand you are quitting the AMA.
I wrote about it in the New York Post today. I'm quitting the AMA because the AMA does not represent us. If they can come out in support of a plan that is going to put doctors under the bus. First of all, if there's going to end up being rationed care here, which there will be if the government takes over and they make the decisions for us, you know what that's going to do? That's going to increase my liability. Yeah. Not only won't I be able to provide the services that I need to provide for my patients, I'm still going to be responsible for it. Let the government take on the liability.
Stop. It'll be just like vaccine makers. You'll be given total immunity. Now you can cut the wrong leg off or let somebody die of staff. Care is going to just look, Canada, England, they all come here. You got to wait 16, 18 months for a brain surgery that you'll die if you don't get it in 3 months. If you're above 60, you die. These are eugenicists. This is about them having their way with us. These are the folks that want to force Medicaid our water. Go ahead and keep planning.
Said that if you are happy with your health care, nothing's going to change. If you like yours, you keep it the way it is. Is he lying?
He's disingenuous. I'll tell you why. Because I know my own office is going to change. There's going to be more people trying to get in. I'm going to have less and less time to take care of them. Reimbursements to doctors and hospitals are being cut.
We're going to come back and finish it. Back it up. He's absolutely right. They've already, under Bush and now Obama, federalized the data keeping, the upgrades, the computers, what procedures you can do if you take Medicare or Medicaid. That's why Ron Paul and his practice wouldn't take it, because you go under their control. This forces you to go under it, even if you don't want it, and puts in the system of control and begins the rationing, where if you're on the government system, they ration you, and then if you make hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, they give you a 5.4 surcharge to pay for everybody else's, which will then be eugenics. So I want you to hear him say eugenics when we get back. Everything is eugenics. Eugenics, 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 eugenics. Did I tell you it's all about eugenics, that world government's all about being able to force eugenics on you? Because if I don't say it once, I want to say it again. It's about eugenics. World government to carry out eugenics.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Ira Haynes,
Ira Hayes. Call him drunken Ira Hayes. He will answer anymore. Not the whiskey-drinking Indian nor the Marine that went to war. Gather around me, people.
All right, we got Gerald Celente at 8 after in the second segment, the next hour, for the balance of that hour. I want to go to Ronnie, Travis, Chris, Matt, Linda, and a few others before he gets on with us. We'll continue with calls as well. In some of the other news, I already mentioned this, but folks really should go read the story at PrisonPlanet.com. Cost of bailout hits a whopping $24 trillion, or $23.7 trillion, over $80,000 for every American. Bloomberg, AP, Reuters are all reporting this now. Watson got this from C-SPAN. We even have the C-SPAN clips where they bring this up to Bernanke, and he says, yeah, I'm not going to tell you where the money is. I've got clip after clip after clip of this, but they're all up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're all over the web. We're not going to play them in the interest of time. But let's finish up this eugenics clip. You know, they got us fighting over 20, 30, 40, 50 billion a year over some health care for 20% of the public that's not insured. And, of course, the insurance companies are lobbying to make you do this. Then they can jack up prices. This is the beginning of the totally controlled economy where they control Ford, GM, Chrysler, all the businesses. Here it is where they say it's eugenics, which is the truth.
He's disingenuous. I'll tell you why. Because I know my own office is going to change. There's going to be more people trying to get in. I'm going to have less and less time to take care of them. Reimbursements to doctors and hospitals are being cut. Mm-hmm. If I'm being paid less, I got to work faster. That means I send more and more people for expensive tests. Mm-hmm. He's going to try to cost cut, which means right. He's going to ration care. So he's going to tell me what I can order, right. What I can't.
And when you talk about rationing, and we were just talking to Dick Morris about this, he's done some research. And when you start rationing healthcare, and it looks as if that could happen. I mean, if you got 50 million more people into the system and a certain number of doctors, people are going to be in line. You're going to have to determine who gets the next treatment. Is unfairly, the elderly are the ones who are going to get shortchanged.
That's so true. I mean, in a way, it's a form of eugenics. Oh, you're not good enough to live. Now, look, Allison made a great point off the air, which is some people we do overtreat at the last days of life. But who do you want to make that decision? The art of medicine is the doctor and the patient making it together, not some
government bureaucrat. So that's it, folks. That's it. And the elite don't want you to have access to your own medical care. They love the power that it's going to come from the state. And it is in trouble, but as they bankrupt things and then half the public doesn't have it, then they'll say, oh, we've got to give health care. And they'll compromise with just taking over part of the system so they can get all of it later. That's why they're destroying the economy. I saw a video last night online of Robert Pastor, the big North American Union head who came up with a lot of the system's details, saying out of this crisis, we're going to bring this system in. So it is certainly happening, certainly going on. I'm going to start the next hour, take a few of your calls, and get to Gerald Celente. Before I end this hour, I do want to encourage listeners to get some of the new videos and books that we're carrying on eugenics, on vaccines, on forced drugging of, in some states, 75% of foster children, how it's causing kids to commit suicide. Generation RX, available at Infowars.com, or you can call toll free to get it, 888-253-3139. Of course, the eugenics masterpiece, the overall New World Order plan, the one film everybody's got to see. This needs to be in everybody's library, shown to friends and family. Please get Endgame today at Infowars.com. You can get this film free when you get it with the Obama Deception or Endgame. Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo, our newest work. And, of course, Global Warming, Emerging Science Understanding, great new film by Dr. Michael Kaufman, also available at Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water?
In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're dropping the info bomb. We are now into the fourth hour today. Top Trends forecaster Gerald Celente joins us. It is Wednesday, 22nd day of July, 2009. Don't forget the free podcast of the radio show available at Infowars.com and the listen page. Listen how you want, where you want, when you want. And please keep spreading the word about how people can listen to the free internet streams, the internet archives and podcasts, again, at PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com. You can also subscribe, 50 cents a day, and get the live video feed, also archived in high quality, all my films, my books, and materials at PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you for joining us. Let us now go to, who's up next here, John? Ronnie in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to thank Gerald Celente for his ideas before he gets there. And I want to thank you for everything. Of course, you're getting to speak with your guest, Wayne Paul, was a special treat for me, but I forgot. I forgot to mention that the most important person of his, of that Paul family I spoke to was his granddaughter, who approached me on the UT campus. I was carrying one of his signs, as usual, and she, again, thanked me for caring, for campaigning for him, and she told me that she was, of course, delivered by him, and then said, and I'm his granddaughter, so I've actually, and I don't know, like you, I think that maybe she told Dr. Paul about it, and like you, maybe I helped him to decide to run again. That's just maybe a delusion on my part, but I just,
well, you also know Ron Paul's for real. That's why COINTELPRO attack him and ask where's the campaign money and this and that when it's all under the Federal Election Commission public. COINTELPRO is now attacking We Are Change. We Are Change isn't centralized. It's just a name, an idea that I promoted up front and exploded worldwide because the name was good. And they're trying to attack the New York chapter because openly on this show, you, the listeners, raise money for German Talis, who they ran the wheelchair into and set up, and he was found not guilty. So they're trying to spin that. But again, it's not working. And we're continuing to move forward and expose the New World Order, and the globalists absolutely hate it. And we're going to bring them to justice. So they love to nitpick on us all day, but we're not the New World Order. We're not the New World Order that is forcing you to pay taxes so they can use it to poison your water. And so the people are wise to that, and we're going to bring down the globalist.
Well, you're right, sir. Can I just say public quote from Dr. Paul, his most recent American Free Press, last paragraph. He said, public outcry against the bank bailouts and the government power grab known as cap and trade proves the spirit of liberty still lives. And part of the celebration of Independence Day should include a renewed determination to keep fighting a good fight for freedom. As long as government continually seeks to take liberties away, patriots need to keep fighting. And that's
I hear you, and I appreciate your call, Ronnie. I got to jump there. Travis in Illinois. Travis, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead, Travis.
I just wanted to let you know that your Obama Deception is an awesome film. It's the only reason I know anything about any of this. It's how I got awakened, as you might
good,
say.
Good. So somebody woke you up. Did you see it on the internet, or somebody give you a DVD?
Actually, I saw it on the internet while doing a English report on Obama. My teacher thought I was doing something, you know, because I liked him. He found that out quickly.
Good. good. Pay it forward. Tell your whole email list about the Obama deception. The best one is the YouTube director's channel where the whole film's in one piece. That's the best quality for free. Get it out to everybody.
Been sending links everywhere.
Good.
But I just have a couple things to say. You know what thimerosal is in the vaccinations, the
yes.
mercury-based mm-hmm. preservative.
Mm-hmm.
I found out it's also in contact solution. I didn't know if you know that.
Some. It's been phased out of most, yes.
Well, I know the one I was using did have it.
Bausch & Lomb?
What?
Bausch & Lomb?
I believe it was the Walmart brand at the time was using it, but I couldn't figure out why my contacts were so, or my eyes were so irritated, and I switched to the Walgreens brand, which advertised the Marisol free. And
Look, I'm going to have to keep you on hold for when we go to calls with Gerald Celente, or you can just drop off. We're out of time. That's your choice. We'll be right back with Gerald Celente. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solution from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Berkey Water Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration available on the market. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 4 years serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today and we'll include two black Berkey elements and three Sport Berkey water bottles for only $209 with free shipping. That's right, free shipping and three Sport Berkey water bottles and $89 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653 now to order. That's the Berkey guy at 877-886-3653. Or visit our website at directive21.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he is a frequent contributor on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, BBC, Russian television, you name it. And he's been making a lot of amazing predictions over the last 20-plus years as a trends forecaster. Before that, of course, he's also a best-selling author. Before that, he worked in some of the biggest political campaigns in the country. He's also one of the main contributors in the film The Obama Deception. He's trends forecaster Gerald Celente. He's also in the new Obama film coming out in October. But this film shows how both parties are controlled by the same interests, this gangster government, this takeover. We'll be talking to Gerald about that right now. Please get The Obama Deception at Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888 888- 800-253-3139. And if you can't afford the DVD with the extras and the high quality to show your friends and family and make copies from, that's fine. Just Google the Obama deception. Look for the third or fourth link down. That's the best version I found on YouTube. It's a director's channel. It's got about 3 million views. All total, it's over 20 million views online. And pass that link out to everybody. But again, get this, have this on your shelf, show it to everybody. People see it, and it's like it's pressing it because we show everything he was going to do. This came out 1 month into him in office, and it's all chronicled in the Obama deception. Going now to Gerald Celente for the next 51 minutes. We'll take your calls at the bottom of the hour at 1-800-259-9231. Gerald Celente, you've got the floor. The mainstream media more than ever is taking notice to all the shocking predictions you've made the last 3 years that are unfortunately coming true. Where is the economy? You say revolution's coming. The elite are stealing everything, even nailed down. Gerald Celente, chief of the Trends Forecast Institute there, Trends Research Institute, tell us what's happening.
Well, we only stick by the facts, as you well know, and we're political atheists. We don't believe in this two-headed one-party system. We don't bow to politicians or genuflect at political altars. We only look at the facts. We just heard Vice President Biden last week, a week and a half ago, say that no one, the truth is, we and everyone else misread the economy. That's his quote. Well, the truth is either he's ignorant and all of those PhDs and credentialed people in the White House are ignorant, or else they're so arrogant that they can only see outside the Beltway, or can't see outside the Beltway and think that they're the only people that know anything, or else they're lying to us. Those are the only three options. Because the truth is, as you well know, we saw it and so did some others. And so all we're doing is we're looking at the facts, Alex. And the facts are that the Obama administration said that $787 billion bailout scheme was going to create 600,000 new jobs by this time. And they said that without the stimulus package, we would see unemployment hit 8% in 2009 and peak at 9%. In 2010. That's what they said. Now we have unemployment already, official unemployment, at 9.5%. So they're way off on that. How could they have any credibility? We've lost 2.5 million jobs since Obama has become president. And at very best, if you're going to be generous, they've spent 20% of the stimulus package and created, at best, 150,000 new jobs. So when you extrapolate this forward, the best they can do is come up with about 750,000 new jobs over 2.5 years, whereby they said they were going to create between 3.5 and 4 million jobs, and to wit, we've already lost 7.2 million since this recession, quote, officially began.
Gerald, I was looking at a USA Today finance Gallup poll, and it showed how Obama got elected at an 83-84, depending on which one of the graphs. They've had several of these Gallup polls, and now he's dropped to the low 50s, but in some demographics below 50. That is a faster, steeper, further decline than the previous grand champion loser, the peanut farmer from Georgia, back in the 70s, Jimmy Carter. And so the bigger the hype, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. People are finding out it was total betrayal, total crap. George Bush, after Jimmy Carter and Obama, is the third fastest to fall. But luckily, a magic crisis popped up 9 months in to kind of boost Bush for a while. But minus a stage crisis or provocation or war, Obama is a political dead duck, and his entire agenda to seize America is failing. But does he have an ace up his sleeve? Is it the crisis is going to be so bad we all can only swim to the life raft of the federal government, even if it's a desert island, you know, covered with government zombies? Or is it a new war? Is it a staged terror attack? I mean, if he's in total free fall, the worst in the last 100 years of polling with presidents, what does this mean?
You know, I think you're one of the most astute people out there talking about this in the way that you're talking about it, because we saw the exact same things as well, in that when you look at the free fall that he's had in the polls and you compare it as to Carter, and then Bush was one percentage point higher, summer came, Bush was down in the dumps, people were making fun of him for taking a month-long vacation in Crawford, Texas, as the economy was sinking. Remember, we were just being hit by the dot-com bubble burst, and all of a sudden there was 9/11. So these people come up with schemes undreamed of, or things can just happen. One of the things that we're watching very closely is that the Obama administration is held back in releasing budget projections that were supposed to come out within a week. And now they're going to come out with them after Congress takes its recess in August. That's a big signal to us. So we're looking at that very, very closely, because there may be the shock of our lifetime in those numbers. No one's talking anymore about the green shoots. Remember that load of malarkey that they were spreading around, that money manure that was supposed to be pushing up the economy? So that's the kind of thing that we're looking for. Anything could happen. They come up with schemes undreamed of. But the reality is, in the final sense, is that, as we've been saying, the world is going to call it the greatest depression. In America, it's going to be called Obamageddon. The schemes that they've come up with these bailouts, buyouts, rescue packages, us owning corrupt companies like Citigroup and General Motors. I love it. General Motors, they brought back this guy, Lutz, who was the vice chairman at General Motors. This is a genius, Alex, that came out in 2005, 2006, that said that anyone that thinks that high gasoline prices are going to hurt the sales of SUVs doesn't know what they're talking about. This is a champion they brought back now. Look what's going on with the Goldman Sachs gang. I've said this, and I'll say it again, and I've said it before, and I'll repeat it over and over again. I'm of Italian descent. I've heard enough mafia stories for the rest of my life. If the names on Wall Street were Salenti, Caruso, Mondavi, Rossini, Puccini, Abatelli, Puccio, they'd call it the mafia. Oh, it would be major news every day how the mafia that is ripping off the country. You know, we just gave these guys, what, how many billions of dollars, and now they're giving it back to themselves in bonuses. Oh, it would be big story. But you can't call the white shoe boys criminals. You could call them, you know, these Ponzi schemes they talk about, but credit swap, fault derivatives, and collateral CBOs and SIVs. How about calling them, rather than exotic financial instruments, how about calling them con games and Ponzi schemes?
And grand larceny.
Grand larceny.
Gerald Celente, there you are. I'm sure you've seen all these clips. Paulson last week, the congressman, were asking him, where's the $200 million you got personally? Is that not a conflict of interest? And how all the regulators were former Goldman Sachs. And he just said, no, it's no conflict of interest. And we were talking before you came on live about the shockingness of actually watching $23.7 trillion stolen in 10 months, greater than the GDP times two. I mean, I feel like I'm in a dream here, Gerald.
Well, you know, we're writing the Autumn Trends Journal, and this is the way we began it. And when we're writing back from the year 2012, when we're looking to 2009, the greatest crime wave ever to hit America was sweeping across the nation. More lawless than the Wild West, better organized than gangland Chicago, a ruthless mob of financial bandits and political wise guys had taken control of the United States of America. Not a week went by without Wall Street and Washington committing world-class crimes, but all carried out under the cover of law. If perpetrated by individuals, it would have been called robbery, extortion, embezzlement, and fraud, and the perpetrators would have been indicted, hauled into court, and brought to justice. But because politicians and financiers were committing the crimes, it was just called legislation.
Unbelievable. And it seems to be a bottomless pit. I mean, they're seizing the entire economy, manufacturing, the carbon tax. Where does it end?
Well, here's the way we're looking at it. As you know, we keep repeating, and it's worth repeating because it doesn't seem to hit a lot of people in the head the right way, is that you can't print phantom money out of thin air backed by nothing, producing practically nothing. We're now looking at the dollar taking another hit against a basket of currencies. Gold prices are back on the rise. We heard from China, Russia, India, Brazil. They all want to bail out of the bucks. So where is it going? The decline of Empire America.
Gerald Celente, Trends Research. We'll give you the website when we get back, listeners. Will they be able to pump it up one more time, or is this the big one? Is this the big implosion? Stay with us.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals. For your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package. And I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a make sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and take charge of your future, and thank you.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
All right, Gerald Celente going right back to your calls coming up in the next segment. When you say this is the greatest heist in history, I don't think people understand. You really mean that. 23.7 trillion, and they're grabbing every sector of the economy, and the green tax, the carbon tax allows the bureaucracy. I have the bill that they passed in secret, now public. As you know, I want your take on that. Allows federal agencies to raise taxes on toilet paper, beef, everything. I mean, this is government becoming God. You call that fascism, don't you? Go ahead.
Well, the merger of state and corporate powers, according to Mussolini, is called fascism. So if it quacks like a duck and walks like a duck, let's call it a spade a spade. It's fascism. And to pick up on the second part of what you were saying, and I was saying, was that first they went through this whole scheme of the money printing. Well, that's going to run out, as we're seeing now, with the diving of the dollar and other currencies looking for, other countries looking for a new reserve currency. So the next scheme is to tax the people to death. And whether it's hassle taxes, again, current events form future trends. Pick up today's USA Today. Look at the parking ticket numbers that they're putting out there. Boy, if you jaywalk, they'll give you a ticket. Spit on the street, but rob the country blind, you can get an award for it, or they'll make you a Treasury Secretary. So the scheme, Alex, is after the printing game runs out, it's the tax to death game. And this whole thing, this whole notion of too big to fail, who came up with that one? I can say with full authority that their mother's not better than mine. What would happen if they failed? No one's ever told us. But yet we hear from Henry the Don Paulson at the last House oversight meeting saying, quote, Our responses were not perfect, but I am confident that they were substantially correct and that they saved this country from great peril. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Look at how this psychology works. They can rape, they can steal trillions, they engineered the crisis on record, and then they're the savior, and if you don't give them what they want, they'll declare martial law, as Paulson threatened last year. Now there's been articles in the news, as you know, Gerald, saying how good it was he threatened martial law and how he's above the law and how the private Federal Reserve is above the law. They're, you know, the president isn't, the Congress isn't, the courts aren't, but they are because they're the Eddie Haskell bankers.
And they're more than that, as I said, they're the Wall Street Mafia. It's Henry the Don Paulson. You read the New York Times, he bullied Congress. Bully Congress? What do you mean bully? Who is this guy to bully Congress? Oh, and there's Jamie Legs Diamond from J.P. Morgan. And there's, who's that guy from Citigroup that would put this whole grand scheme together? Sandy Greedy Pig Weil. No, let's call them who they are. They're robbing this nation blind. And the people are either drugged, you know, this became, we have gone from the home of the brave to what's happened to this country that we have become so subservient and so federally dictated. We're not free and we're not brave as a nation. You know, people can make fun of the French all they want, but boy, the French got it down. Look what happened when that company was trying to shaft the employees out of their severance pay. You know, they tried to blow the place up and all the equipment in it. When they do boss snappings, these are the people that brought us off with their heads. They know what it's like to be living under a tyrannical government where they say, let them eat bread. Now it's give them some health care.
Well, on top of this, when you look at the French, when they try to plant GMO crops there, the farmers just burn it down. And I don't know how Americans were always known as the quickest to stand up to tyranny. Now we're known worldwide as kind of the suckers. How did that happen?
Boy, I have to say, you know, you are what you eat. And look what this country leads and look what they look like and look what they've become.
Yeah, we just became decadent. We're the great-grandchildren of really hard-working people. And we've become a bunch of slobs, myself included. We got to get our dignity back and not be so cowed. Gerald, I want to take calls and get into where you see all this going, how you see the revolution breaking out, and a lot more. The website is trendsresearch.com. Trendsresearch.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Do you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Gerald, Gerald Celente is our guest, and in just 3 short minutes, we're going right back to him. But during the break, the last break, the before last, about 10 minutes ago, I called Ted up, the owner of Genesis and Midas Resources, and I said, do you have any of that gold and silver left from when gold was $900 an ounce and when silver was a dollar less? And he said, yes, we're almost out of it, but we have the very tail end, so this is the last. Gold up over $40-plus dollars from that point, silver way up, and this is the very end of the Lakotas, the Franks, the Sovereigns, and some other coins Ted Anderson has right now until midnight tonight. Ted, that's as long as you can hold it, correct?
Well, I mean, I've already the price on the Internet has already gone up. If you go to our web offers, you'll find that the Lakotas are in the $19 range, where these are still sitting at that $18.17. So, yeah, that is a really good buy. The reason why I was able to put them up there is I had about 900 of them left in my inventory, although some of those are spoken for already. We haven't received the checks from people, but I will hold it at that price. But then come tomorrow, it's like $19.17. I can't remember exactly what the number was.
Okay, so the Lakotas are going up. What about gold at the lower price when you bought it at 900, 905?
Well, that is obviously just a steal, if I ever heard of one. I mean, you have still right now the francs sitting at $216 a coin. The British Sovereign is at 266. Both of those coins have gone up in price. I don't put them on our internet site, but they all are up in, you know, up in price because of the fact that gold was trading at 913 when I locked them in at this level. Currently, right now, today's spot price of gold, the last time I've looked, was 951.60. It's been as high as 955.90 already today. So, yeah, there's
definitely. And to simplify this, folks, for people that understand, you bought this gold and silver when the market 2 or 3 weeks ago was in gold almost $50 lower than it is now, and in silver over a dollar lower than it is now. So you're selling out of these stores you have. You're almost out. And instead of raising your prices when gold and silver goes up, that's how you should make a profit. You know, we're capitalists. We're not communists. You're passing those savings on, but this is the end. This is the last time, Ted, correct?
It is the end of this. I can tell you right now, Alex, I placed an order today for 5,000 more Lakotas, and the price is much higher than what I'm offering right now. So I can't do that.
And is this the end for the gold? Is this the end for the gold?
The gold is still, they're both the same thing. I mean, the gold is, I mean, I'm lucky to be able to carry it through midnight. I will, just because I'll lose some money on some of the deals. But,
okay, so you're almost completely out. 1-800-686-2237, 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. The brokers will be there till midnight tonight. Don't procrastinate. Call today, 1-800-686-2237. And if you're late or if you call and leave a message, then I know Ted in the past holds the deal into tomorrow when the brokers give you a call. Does that still hold today if they get their call in?
Oh, absolutely. Just leave a message on the voice recorder. We're going to honor everybody. So,
all right, 800-686-2237. You can't get this deal at MidasResources.com. You've got to call and say it's the Alex Jones, Ted Anderson radio special, 800-686-2237. Ted, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Going back to Gerald Celente, I appreciate holding the website again. We'll put up on screen for you right now for folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv, TrendsResearch.com. Gerald, I'm just going to throw this at you in the cold. I don't even know what your view is on this particularly. What do you think of people getting out of paper and moving partially into silver or gold? Is that a generally a smart idea?
Well, we don't give investment advice, but I can tell you that I'm 80% invested in gold, and I keep buying it. And my strategy, by the way, is that I also hedge my currencies in the sense that I'll own dollars, but I'll also own euros. One goes up, the other goes down. That I just want parity to keep what I have. This is about wealth preservation. And to us, gold is the wild card. But having said that, as you may or may not know, in our December 2001, we had said that gold prices had bottomed. And we've been bullish on gold since. And we're predicting in our forecast of gold 2000.
Really? Do you have an idea when?
No, it's hard to tell because, as you well know, these markets are being highly manipulated.
Sure.
And around the world, people are bailing out of bucks, as we spoke about earlier, and they're looking for a new reserve currency. I mentioned earlier that the Obama administration is holding out, coming out with their budget projections, waiting until the dead heat of summer when everyone's in a vacation state of mind and Congress isn't there. So there can be some very earth-shaking developments that are going to rattle the dollar. So it could happen at any time, but always remember that the game is going to be manipulated because once the world wakes up to the idea that their fiat currencies aren't going to be worth the paper they're printed on, there's going to be a huge run to gold. Another very important aspect. There's only one member of the G20 out there that's really criticizing America for its stimulus, recovery, bailout, and buyout packages.
Germany.
And why?
Because of gold issues.
And they know what it's like. These are the people, the Weimar Republic. They still have the people alive that told the stories of going to a supermarket with a wheelbarrow of money. And they know how it happened because they printed phantom money out of thin air based on nothing and producing practically nothing. So that's why we're bullish on gold.
But the bankers, to kill hyperinflation, aren't just loaning the money. So instead you have everything imploding while they print fiat to buy up real infrastructure. And then from the experts we've talked to, I want to see if you agree with the general economists we've had on, that then later the hyperinflation comes as an added nightmare over a depression economy, the untold superstorm or perfect storm of hyper stag inflation.
Yeah, that's very true. And depression, actually. It's hyperinflation and depression. Look at the numbers. You well know, depending on who you talk to, the effective unemployment rate is 18.7%. Others are saying the unofficial rate is 20%. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're really looking at. People going, these kids going to college, where they're going to get jobs doing what?
That's what I was about to say. You were saying the next big bubble is the college bubble. They're going into debt now for jobs that aren't even going to exist. And the commercial real estate, as you said on the show a year and a half ago, is starting to implode. They're saying that's the next big one. Give us some of those trends. But going back to gold, because we've interviewed so many experts who are bullish or bearish on gold, but all of them acknowledge that everybody should be partially in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, as an emergency parachute to just protect wealth, to make sure you've got something that can't be dissipated overnight like paper, but that speculatively, it's also the biggest boon and speculative, because if the dollar does implode or other major currencies, who they're all overprinting right now, as you know, that's kind of their answer, is global inflation kind of at parity, that gold could go to 3,000-4,000.
Well, it can. It really can. You know, they keep, and then if there's war on top of this, because who knows? They keep talking about bombing Iran, Israel does, or invading them at some level. And we've said from the onset that if the United States or Israel attack Iran, it's the beginning of World War III. Because then you're going to start seeing oil prices go to the stratosphere along with gold prices. So there are so many wild cards out there that make for us gold a better forecast to go up than to go down. I mean, what could be the downside of gold? Gold could, could only go down if the unemployment rate in the United States goes back to 4.5%. We wipe out our trade deficits, our budget deficits, and that's highly unlikely.
And you're physically holding it. You can dump out of it if it starts going down, or you can wait till it goes back up the next time.
I have to tell you something. This is very important. I've been buying gold for a long time. And in life you have ups and downs, you know. Let's not be, you know, fake about this. And I've had lean years in my life. What saved me was having gold. Because as you well know, you know, it's getting rid of gold, cashing in gold isn't as easy as writing a check. So you really have to think twice and three times and four times before you unload that gold. And so you hold on to that store wealth of the, that store, that base of wealth without writing a check off to go spend it or to pay in debt.
Exactly.
And what I also did with my gold is I used it as collateral to borrow, knowing that I wanted that gold back, and I never had any problem loaning money, borrowing money privately, having that as a backdrop. So I'm a firm believer in gold.
It's good as gold is the saying. I just wanted to bring that up because everything else is performing like hell right now. Treasuries almost have no yield. Everybody's running to them. And it's just an amazing scam we're witnessing. I want to go to calls for Gerald Celente here in just a moment in the time we have left. But, Gerald, how do you see – well, two questions before I forget. First, the flu hype killed maybe 200 people worldwide. They're talking about global forced inoculations. Is this the global World Trade Organization, World Health Organization cover to bring in control? Why are they saying, oh, it's all over in the fall? They're the ones fear-mongering in government, A. And then B, is that kind of a backdrop? If they need to suppress revolution, they'll just hype up fear about flu, and then people will stand down because that was said of Mexico.
What they're doing and why, we don't know. I mean, we're not on the inside, but I will tell you what we're forecasting. And we're forecasting that there's going to be something. And there's going to be, we're calling it the new black plague, and it's going to be real. You can't put poison in your food, in the air, in the water. You can't dump, you just can't keep poisoning the host without causing a host of problems. So there's going to be something that breaks down the immune systems. Is this really it? Probably not. Are the drug companies going to benefit from anything that happens? Absolutely. Will they use something like this as the false flag to declare martial law and to take the people that were once the home of the free and the brave into federal dictate and to subservience? Yes, they could very well use something like that as a scare tactic. And look, I mean, Bush used the most effective one that I've seen in my lifetime with the war on terror.
Absolutely. And then they've got the continuing imploding economy. I mean, people have to go to the government for help through that. And then now they're announcing he's breaking all his promises. He's going to raise health care taxes on everybody and surtaxes and green taxes on everybody's electricity. I mean, would you say Obama wins or is a contender for the crown of the biggest liar? Because I thought Clinton was a liar. I thought Bush was a liar.
The thing that we put Obama in is the mass destruction of what was once the entrepreneurial empire into what Mussolini said, the merger of state and corporate powers into fascism, where government and major corporations are running the whole show. Again, you know, look at the people. Look at the banks. Look at the control. And so that's what we see. And by the way, people ask us, what are some of the solutions? Well, here's one solution. We don't need Wall Street. We need Main Street. We don't need Walmarts. We need mom and pops. We don't need agribusiness. We need family farms. We don't need Monsanto. We need organic. And this is not hyperbole. It's a fact. A fact based on the knowledge that we were, the United States of America, the most egalitarian nation on earth, respected and envied by everyone else on earth, from the most egalitarian, when that model existed, Main Street, mom and pop, family farm, and organic, we have now become the nation where the gap between the rich and the poor is the widest of any of the industrialized nations, and where we used to be number one in health care, in education, in longevity, in quality of life, when we lived by Main Street, mom and pop, family farms, and organic, we no longer win, place, or show by any of those indices.
Because we're mentally and spiritually poisoned, and the establishment knew that, and all of those big vertically integrated corporate structures are waging war against mom and pop and Main Street. And now they've got the animal ID, the premises ID, openly to shut down family farms and ranches, the Clean Water Restoration Act to federalize all the water. I mean, they're coming in as the economy implodes, trying to pass the carbon tax, knowing it'll shut things down further. This is like the global mafia burning us out. What? So you're saying the revolution isn't just physical. It's going to be people not going to Walmart anymore, people planting their own gardens, people not doing what the local thugs and feds say, and people just getting back to basics? Or what else is in the revolution?
Well, that's all part of it. You know, my thing is I boycott corporate food. I won't eat it. I go to the local guy. I won't go to the Dunkin' Donuts guy. You know, I go to the farmers markets. I don't buy factory food. You know, Alex, we just saw Obama. They made a whole big deal about them planting their organic garden and buying local food and how healthy they eat. Let the rest of them eat Frankenfoods is their motto. It's okay for them and the Clintons and the Bushes for everybody to only eat the best. But the rest of you people out there, fatten yourself up on the junk food. What goes in goes out. Junk food, junk minds, junk thinking. And for this country to get back to where it used to be, we need a renaissance. And the renaissance is a rebirth to when America was great, when Main Street ruled, not Wall Street, not these greedy multimillionaires. Where do they come off Goldman Sachs saying that, well, we earn this profits and we're distributing this money, these bonuses to our people because we're such brilliant traders. Oh, yeah? How about the $13 billion we gave you to cover your bad bets with AIG?
And then they took the money and then loaned it to us in interest, and it's just total bastards. We're going to come back in the final segment and talk to Maria, Linda, and Randall. Quick comments, quick questions from those three callers, quick answers from Gerald Celente, and I can't wait to have him back up again soon. But we got 30 seconds before break. Gerald, when do you see physical confrontation, rioting beginning?
You know, we may see riots this summer as the heat of the city streets becomes uncontrollable, as people can't find jobs and have no future.
And then they're talking about by next year, 25% unemployment.
And when you look upon and the minority groups, the people that, you know, have no education and they're drugged out, you have a recipe for violence and disaster.
Stay there, Gerald Celente. I'm Alex Jones.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at mainmilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Gerald Salente, I want to jam in a few final calls here for you, but quickly, I have this question. Can all the king's horses, all the king's men, all the police state grid they've set up, planning this bankruptcy all along to bring in their new world order, is it going to be successful? Because even with all the Obama hype, it's not working. I mean, this looks like it's going to turn into a really bloody confrontation.
Well, it's going to be ugly. I mean, now they're changing their tune from green shoots. Now they're saying a double dip recession. It's not a double dip recession. It never ended. And it's going to
jobless
go into a great
recovery.
Depression.
Jobless recovery.
Yeah, it's like almost pregnant, isn't it? They're not going to be able to stop it. The only way they will be able to stop it is to continue to do what they're doing, and that is to keep the people under federal dictate and to make them more subservient, and the pressure that is going to be bearing upon the people at every level, from parking meters to property taxes, from federal taxes to sin taxes, is going to be taxes. They're going to squeeze the little people until there are riots and rebellions. By the way, the tea parties and tax protests, that's just the beginning. History has been made, and they're trying to play it down.
Maria in California, you're on the air with Gerald Salente.
Hi, Jones. I'm Salente. It's an honor to speak with both of you. I actually wanted to call in because I'm calling from Pomona, California, and in the past 2 months, the police activity here has gone from hearing them once, maybe every other month, to hearing them 3 times a day. I'm hearing the ambulance go off and the police everywhere. And I just want to know, if I'm living in a suburban area like this, I mean, how bad is it going to get while our city council...
Yeah, that's something they're covering up, Gerald, obviously. Crime's exploding. They're trying to squeeze the public. It's not working. You said a year ago on this show, California was going to collapse. That's now beginning. Gerald?
Yes, it is beginning. There's going to be other states to follow. I mean, Michigan around Detroit, it's a war zone. And, you know, my saying as a Bronx boy is, when people lose everything and they have nothing left to lose, they lose it. We're going to see more of these home invasions, kidnappings. It's going to turn ugly over the years. So I'm a believer in Second Amendment rights, as are you, Alex, and that people need to learn self-protection because nobody's going to protect you. And as you also know, I'm a close combat practitioner, and John Perkins from attackproof.com has been, you know, my teacher for, you know, many, many years. So people have to understand there will be no savior other than yourself.
Absolutely. Maria, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. One more question. I've stockpiled. I have my gun and everything. What can I do with the rest of my fiat money?
Well, again, we don't give financial advice. I could only tell you what I do with mine. And I'm very heavily invested in gold. And I also, what I do is, because I run a business, I need cash. I put my money between different currencies so that if the dollar goes down, the other one goes up.
Maria, answer that earlier. We got to jump. Final call, Linda in Rhode Island. Quickly, you're on the air with Gerald Salente.
Hi, Alex and Gerald. I have a question for Gerald. Last week, Bob Chapman was on, and he stated that they would close the banks for a week and that they were going to open them up again. Everything was going to be all right. I think he was too lighthearted on that. Can you say something about that?
Well, if they close the banks, we believe that they'll devalue the dollar. When they reopen them, you won't be able to get all your money back out. They'll use the Argentinian method. That's what they did over there when their dollar collapsed, and that's what we believe they'll do over here.
Does that answer your question, Linda?
You'll be able to get your money, but you won't be able to get it out all at once.
Right.
And it won't be worth what it was if they close the banks.
Yeah, because we're going to want to go to work thinking, oh, maybe they'll get paid in a month.
Yeah, Linda, thank you. Gerald Celente, thank you so much for spending time with us. We'll talk to you again very, very soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. Always great being on your show.
God bless you. It's always great having you. Retransmission starts now. Infowars.com. Great job, crew. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. InnerHealth Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called InnerFood. My wife just loves the stuff. And now the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded InnerFood his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. InnerFood is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.